world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail.
Hello, welcome to our Season 7, Episode 6.
Serpent Teraflops. Teraflops is totally real, and they did not just invent that this week.
Invent that?
I'm so sure. It sounded so...
sexual.
So real.
You
sexual.
Totally just said invent.
I need some sexual healing. Can Brian give me some sexual healing?
All day, every day.
Oh.
Damn day. Classic coach.
I don't know. This is our E3 episode.
Yes. There's no more, like, shades of gray to go through. So we just went for Teraflops. Teraflops is the future.
The Microsoft conference gave us a nice new word in Teraflops.
I mean, so, if Sony had shown the PlayStation Neo thing, who even knows how many teraflops they would have?
All
of the teraflops.
What is a teraflop?
We're not sure.
But it's powerful.
That's all I got out of it.
High?
It's equal to more or less 15 terastrongs. But, like...
I think you're high right now.
Nope. High on teraflops. I mean, it gives you the power to, like, if you squint and think about it, that you think that the resolution looks better. Like, I can really tell the difference.
The difference?
A teraflop is a measure of a computer speed and can be expressed as a trillion floating point operations per second.
God damn it, why are you talking, Ryan?
Is that like, that sounds like when they described the acronym for SHIELD. It's like someone just really wanted it to say FLOPS. But it sounds less cool than SHIELD.
You know what sounds like FLOPS? Big floppy donkey dick.
You killed it. You killed the bit.
Big floppy donkey dick.
You betcha.
Floppity
Chet,
you betcha. Sloppity.
Chet,
you betcha.
For
big
you.
And floppity sloppity.
Again,
slurp, motherfucker.
I think he's on some sort of drugs.
Slurp, slurp, motherfucker.
Skeet,
become an accomplice in drugs. I think he's what they call the crack. I know terms. I'm hit,
give me that sweet Ambipom ass, bitch.
That's the street name.
I'm gonna use them Ambipom hands to.
It's like when Jess had that meth, and she says, "These are aquarium rocks," and she goes, "So that's the street name."
Would it be inappropriate to use this Ambipom's hands to pleasure myself?
I don't know how we've gotten here. Both to this conversation and this point in our lives.
I'm just wondering.
The worst part is I started thinking about whether it would be or not. I think so. The answer is I think so.
Okay. I mean, it's probably kind of hot. It's got those red tips on it. Oh, yeah.
Does it?
Those tails, yeah, I'm looking at a picture of an Ambipom. I just traded this bitch an Excadrill to get one. So, I'm gonna play with Ambipom right now. Put it in my penis.
The fucking shit is this? No!
Oh my god.
Oh my god!
This outburst right now sums up Kat this entire week.
I am so scared right now.
I'm so fucking angry!
Exactly.
She's really against the sexualization of Ambipoms.
I'm not.
Like, I want to screw it!
She wants to screw it?
Throw it.
Oh, same thing.
I don't know,
such
Cat
a compound note! Jesus fucking Christ!
No, that one didn't make sense.
Truly, what is happening?
A forever.
This is our show.
One-ups.
What if this is the first episode someone's found? I always think about that. They're like, oh, a podcast about Power Rangers. Loads it up. Donkey dick.
Jesus Christ!
Pleasure
would
yourself
you fucking breathe? You turn to purple!
I'm dying.
Uh oh, Brian's heart's giving out again.
Why do people listen to us?
I wonder that every day of my life.
Just under different names.
Oh god, I'm coming.
Anyway.
All over your mother.
I got the new Kirby game.
Did you?
I haven't played it yet because my DS got stolen by Cat.
Oh, I thought I actually got stolen for a second.
I know, I was about to, like, jump into action and then, like, buy Cat. I'm like, oh, fuck that shit. I'm not dying.
What the hell is it called? Rhythm Thief?
Yes.
It was part of a Humble Bundle. The last Nintendo Humble Bundle that they did. And she wanted to play it, and it's on my system. And so it got stolen for the past 2 days.
You're on my system. It's not like I'm going, Jesus Christ, no, I have to play this game. You can't have it back till I'm done.
Why does
she... I asked, you asshole.
Why does she sound like a cartoon? Like, she sounds like the teacher from Jimmy Neutron.
That's what I was going to say.
Don't get it back. I don't know why she has a country accent now.
Bye, Hippowdon.
Oh, I got the Waddle Dee amiibo with it. Because he's new. So I got him. And I think to be honest.
Are you touching yourself, Brian?
You don't know.
I'll take that as a yes. Awesome.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah, that was it. You're bought Kirby and Waddle Dee, and that's it.
Okay, not a whole lot other than E3 finishing. I got 2 episodes of Wild Force left. I finished Justice League on Justice League Unlimited.
Isn't it awesome? You've seen it before, though, right?
No, not very much.
What?
Well, I mean, there's not much of a storyline, so it's like...
It doesn't have to be, it's just awesome.
No, that's not a thing. It's like, it pales in comparison to Young Justice.
Justice League is fantastic. Go fuck a dick.
It's alright.
In your mouth. With while attached to Ambipom.
And, still watching random Star Trek. And
I never thought I'd see the day.
It's kind of boring. I mean, I'm really surprised that there's really no storyline.
Hold on, what are you watching?
The original series right now.
Oh, yeah, don't watch that. That is complete garbage.
I'm picking out the episodes people say that you should watch, and I'm watching them.
You know what you should watch? There's an episode in the third season that is just complete trash.
The Tribbles one? I already watched it.
No, not the Tribbles. The Tribbles you should watch is because there's an episode in Deep Space Nine where they go back there. There's an episode, it's like they got like space hippies and shit, and they basically like they practically have like a hippie love-in on the Enterprise. It's
your lord.
Horrible. Like, horrible doesn't even begin to describe how bad this is. I did not like the original series. I've seen the entirety of Star Trek, all 5 series, and I do not like the original series. I don't like fucking Captain Kirk at all.
Well, neither do I. My favorite episode is The Cage, and he's not in it.
Right, like, everybody thinks, like, oh, all those people that are like, Captain Kirk is the best Shatner is terrible. Like,
new Captain Kirk is better from the movie, the new movie.
Like, I really fucking hate Captain Kirk. He's just the worst. But everyone thinks he's the shit, and I'm like, I hope you all just burn in a fiery inferno. Like, And then what's even worse is that because it was made, like, in the 60s, there was less commercials. So the episodes are, like, 5 minutes longer. And those extra 5 minutes really drag on. Like, because most episodes, and actually, it's, I think it's even longer than that, because most episodes, by the time you add the credits in, maybe hit, like, 45 minutes. These, like, surpass 50. And
they're, like, 50-something minutes.
And you notice. You fucking notice. And I had to force myself to get through season three. Like, I made it through one, I made it through two. It took a little effort. And then I had to force myself to finish three. I wanted to quit several times. I was like,
that's why I'm skipping around. Because that's what was disheartening in my research, to find out that with the exception of, like, Deep Space Nine, none of the series have a storyline.
They
how
don't.
How do you get popular with garbage like that?
Like
there's no character development. It's like a Simpsons episode. They just keep resetting.
They don't keep resetting. Well, that series they do. They keep fucking resetting. But, like, with the other series, they don't. Like, they actually change. Just because they don't have an overlaying storyline. Well, but actually, they think Voyager does. Voyager, the whole thing is, we're trying to get home. We're stuck in the Delta Quadrant, and we need to get home. We're at the other end of the galaxy. It's just that each episode, it's, like, episodic, and they're trying to find some kind of a way to keep fueled and find a faster shortcut home, because even if they travel at their maximum speed, they'll all die before they get there. But there is no overarching plot. The characters do develop, but it's not like you would expect or something with a story.
It's not like a good show with a serialized storyline. And
then, like, well, Next Generation, like, they changed things some, too, because originally, like, they introduced these aliens, the Ferengi, and they to be, like, the Klingons for that show, because by then they've made peace with the Klingons. Well, the Ferengi are very non-threatening. They gave them these big fucking ears.
Ferengi.
And
you just made that up.
I did not.
With the teraflops.
And they're so non-threatening that that's why they introduced the Borg. And the Ferengi...
Oh, blast!
Yeah, not those guys. The Ferengi became, like, the comic relief to where they're just an exaggerated version of, like, overly greedy people. And, like, their whole society is based around, like, acquiring profit. And, like, it's really funny. The head of the Ferengi is called the Grand Nagus, and he's played by... Well, Wallace Shawn, who is the guy from The Princess Bride.
Don't know that movie.
You've never seen The Princess Bride? Okay.
No.
Well, what else has he been in? Have you seen... Oh, let me see. Cause now I gotta figure out something. The dude, he has a very distinctive voice. You'd know it if you heard it. And, okay. But, like, it's really fucking... He's the guy, he's in Toy Story. He's Rex in Toy Story.
Okay. So there's a big green dinosaur that just shows up at one point.
And all throughout Deep Space Nine, anytime, like, anything involving the Ferengi happens, you know it's going to be one of those lighthearted episodes, because probably something really heavy has just happened, and you're feeling, like, really depressed, so they need to give you a pick-me-up. So, an entire next episode will just be, like, a bunch of Ferengi shenanigans that have nothing to do with the main story, but it's pretty funny. But yeah, Enterprise, the whole thing is just, like, before the original series, so they're setting out...
It's a prequel.
And, like, a lot of people don't like it because they're like, oh, well, these people don't know what they're doing and they're not... like James Kirk and his crew, and it's like, yeah, that's the whole point. They don't know what they're doing. They're learning as they go. You fucking idiot. That's the entire premise of the show. Thank you for explaining it to me. But I liked that one. I liked Next Generation. You really see that Patrick Stewart does not age. It's really fucking creepy.
Well, I mean, like, he's supposed to be James McAvoy when he's younger, so I already failed.
he doesn't age. I don't know if he, like, is a vampire or if he, like, drinks, like, the blood of infants. I don't know what he does, but he
has... Probably both if he's a vampire.
In over... Well, yeah, I guess. He hasn't aged in over 30 years. It's really freaky. But I liked The Next Generation. Deep Space Nine is my favorite, but I would... Yeah, I mean, for, like, the other series, I would say to watch them all. And then
I'm
the thing
watch
with the
all of them.
Well, you should.
If there's no storyline. It's stupid.
It's actually really good. Well, the thing about the original series that's fucking stupid, too, is they always start off and they say, like, Captain's Log, Stardate, and they, like, just give you a series of numbers. The numbers don't mean anything because there was no, like, because there's no overarching story and there's no intent at all except this ship is out in space, the numbers don't mean a whole lot. So it's really hard to put together any kind of a timeline because it's nonsense. When you get to the next generation, they actually have like a system to it to where you start in season one, episode one, and it's like star date, and they use five numbers, like 41345.2. Well, that second number tells you what you're watching. Like, Next Generation uses 41 through 47, and then Deep Space Nine.
The numbers
have
returned.
Well, it's chronological. So what happens is by the time you get to the end of season one, you're at Stardate like 41983, like so that you actually know you're watching shit in order, and you have a sequence of events, and so the characters are able to develop because you know this happened before this, as opposed to things just happening because I don't know, fuck, we just wrote an episode. And then Deep Space Nine started in season six of Next Generation, so they use 46 through 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 50 through 51. And then Voyager started in like season six of that show. And so then they do the same thing. Enterprise, they just go, fuck it. They're like May 20th, 2116, like, or whatever. They just fucking go with actual dates that you can follow because they haven't switched over to that star date type calendar yet. But yeah, the original series is just, it's terrible. It makes no sense.
One more episode on the list, and then I'm going to watch The Wrath of Khan just to prove that I know I'm going to like Into Darkness better, because everyone's like, oh, The Wrath of Khan. But I watched Khan's episode, and I found this version of Khan to be laughable compared to the movie version.
Ricardo, like, Montalban is awesome.
He was one of the Wamapoke guys from Parks and Rec.
He's on Fantasy Island. He's got a little midget guy with him, tattoo, and he's like, deplane.
Oh, that sounds badass. I don't know. Everyone's talking about how good that stuff is.
Welcome to Fantasy Island.
I found it to be pretty laughable. So I don't think I'm going to really like Wrath of Khan, but I'm going to watch the first movie in that one, and then I'm going to move on to one of the other series.
All I know is that Leonard Nimoy and DeForest Kelly were the best parts of the original series.
Belly's okay.
What?
Leonard Nimoy, he played William Bell, Belly on Fringe.
Like, I like Spock and I like Bones. Bones just wants a drink. He's just like, fuck it. Just give me a drink. Fuck you, Captain Kirk. Get away.
That's his sister? She plays Bones on the TV series Bones.
I hate so much.
But I'm pretty sure Kevin just hijacked my one-ups with Star Trek and numbers.
I hijack everything with numbers.
But that's basically, honestly, my one-ups. I've just been watching those series and then E3. I haven't bought anything other than my figure arts that arrived and my shield mug and my Star Lab shirt.
You bought a penis, didn't you? Giant dildo you just sit on.
I mean, Star Lab shirts and penises are pretty much the same thing, but
they do both provide pleasure.
Exactly. That's what I was going for.
And stickiness.
Well, maybe not the stickiness.
Depends on what's on your Star Lab shirt.
Dear Lord. It's ectoplasm. I don't know why ectoplasm would be on there. It's almost like a supernatural thing.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got some toys. I got my Oki box, which had Figure Arts Bowser, the Mario playset E, which when I showed it to Kaylee, she pointed at Lakitu and says, "I know that guy. He's from..." She goes, "I know that guy. He's from..." How'd she describe it? Like, from the kart game or something, from the racing hood game. She didn't even say Mario Kart. She just said, "I know that guy," or whatever. Like, she described the game. And then I got the movie icon set, which is as fun as clicking a button over and over again.
It's happening.
And what?
You're about to break into song.
Am I?
Yes, Kanye. It's okay for now.
I got the Legend Rider icon set with the 10 Hesse Riders. So that's fun. And did I get anything? I finally got my beaver from Brian.
Yeah.
So I got all the Manaphy stuff for the month. I didn't have the extra money to buy the plush, and then my wife was like, "I'll buy it. You need an anniversary gift from a month ago." And I'm like, "Okay, that's nice." And then she's like, "You're hard to buy for." I'm like, "No, I'm not." She's like, "You buy all your own stuff." I'm like, "Well, that's not my fault. I see things and I buy it." But apparently that's not the nice thing to say. It's also not nice to say, "I spent $1,000 on concert tickets for you, and you're buying me a however the hell much Manaphy cost plush."
$16.99.
Yeah, $17 plush Manaphy. That also was not nice to say, but I was like, "I'm joking. It's a joke. Please calm the fuck down." So that happened. And then... I got plush Wario and Waluigi from Barnes & Noble because I wanted them to go with my other ones. And Natalie is very much into the color purple, so they're her new best friends.
She really likes Oprah.
This is my wife, Oprah. And then Kaylee got lice.
Oh, God.
Now, if you ever thought, you know, it would be fun, my kid got lice. That's a lie. It is fun.
Language.
What?
Language.
I don't think our washing machine has stopped running since last Thursday night when we discovered it. At one point, we put mayonnaise in her hair to get rid of them, as well as using the actual stuff from the store. All her stuffed animals in quarantine. Nothing's got on them, and it's been pretty awful. You know, like kick through her hair, like you see the monkeys at the zoo doing, to get them all out. And, you gotta do it, like, twice a day. We've been doing it. And then we're like, "Oh, cool. We think, like, she's pretty much done with this." And then we sent her... She's going to spend a week at my friend's house with the 4 kids. And they came here last night because my friend's wife, she's back in school and she had a test to go take. So I go, "Okay, we'll watch all the kids. That'll be fun." And... my wife goes to Kaylee's hair and starts picking it to see if she has any, and she had shit in her hair. We're like, "Well, how the fuck did that happen?" So she grabs one of the 4 kids and says, "Hey, come here," and starts digging through her hair, and she's just like completely fucking infested with lice. And we're like, "Well, we know where Kaylee got it from." So all those kids have lice. We're like, "Well, you're not going fucking back there." That was a fun night last night. That was just awful.
Then you just pushed all the kids out your front door.
Pretty much. My friend's wife came back to pick them. I called my friend, I'm like, "Dude, you need to come get your fucking kids." He's like, well, he drives an 18-wheeler. He's like, well, I'm like an hour away from the yard, and then I gotta drop this truck off and come there. I'm like, well, you better fucking get here. But then she got out of her test and came back and got him. And I was like, you need to look at this. Like, look at what we found in your kid's fucking hair. She's like, I know, I checked. I'm like, no, like, with your eyes? Or, like, did you just, like, feel around and hope you grab something? Like, the fuck? So that was just a complete and utter mess. And then, so that, you know, that's new. That's, lice are awful, by the way. We've washed our sheets, Kaylee's sheets, repeatedly. Like, oh, it's the worst. Natalie's been sleeping at my parents' house for the past, like, week to keep her away from it. Like, it's just terrible. And then, did I get anything? I feel like I got something else, but I can't think of what it was. Dawson got herpes. I gave him herpes.
It was the 2-for-1 special with the lice.
Exactly.
Buy Grab Thaw's hammer. What a savings.
Exactly. We bought Zootopia, and Kaylee decided she wanted to watch it like 6 times in 2 days. So we've seen a lot of Zootopia in this house. Oh, that's what it was. That reminds me. I've been playing a lot of Disney Crossy Road. I'm up to like 170 something characters. Pretty much all I have to do now is get the Heroes Judy Ralph and the Imaginary Boyfriend, and that'll give me 2 more characters, and then I'll just have the complete daily missions to unlock them characters
that I don't already have. Like, all the characters already?
Because I bought Ham.
Oh, okay. That makes sense then.
Because the only way really to get Ham is to buy him.
Yeah.
So when you buy Ham, some of the coins are now red coins that are worth 5.
Okay.
And so I just sit there and I don't even care how many steps I got. I just grab coins and coins and coins. And I like to use Classic King Louie just because he's fun. And I just sit there all day at work and do that. And, like, then what happens is once you hit a certain point, I don't know how many you have, but once you hit a certain point, a lot of the characters are complete this character set and unlock. This one. Complete this character set and unlock this one. So I got, who was it? If I had my phone next to me, I could tell you, because me and my wife made it a competition. She has them all except for the complete daily missions to unlock ones. And basically what would happen is, like, I got 1 character and then 4 more unlocked. I got Pascal. That's what it was. I got Pascal. And then because I had all of the heroes from Tangled, I got Rapunzel with braided hair. And then because I had, like, the crazy critters or whatever the hell they call it set, I got Chip from Chip and Dale. And then because I had...
Not Chip Skylar.
Like, the short and stout set completed. I got one of the Nicelanders. Fuck right. You! One of the Nicelanders from Wreck-It Ralph. So, like, I got 4 characters, like, one behind the other, just from, like, 1 thing. It's pretty sweet. But, yeah, so that happens. I told her that Brian recommended I divorce her because she got more characters than me, and
why
she got
mad.
Why would
you say that?
Because I thought it was funny, and then
it is, but most people wouldn't think so.
Well, I did, and so I shared it, and then she got mad at me. She's like, well, are you going to listen to him? I'm like, no. How will I get any if I do that? Then she got mad. I don't know what I said that was wrong. Maybe Brian can assist me.
He's so good first time.
It's okay. I'll stop giving advice.
Brian always gives the best advice. That's He's such true. A good friend.
The best.
Oh, what really pissed me off, though, is I got the Mana Fee stuff, right? And my nephew spent the weekend with us that weekend. And
that would piss me off, too.
we went to the mall, went to Build-A-Bear, and Natalie picked out a little Ewok, and that was fun, and Kaylee got a Leonardo and whatnot. So then we go to Toys R Us, and we're walking around Toys R Us, and I'm looking at Pokemon cards with them, and I got the Manaphy box. I'm showing them the other boxes because they had them all. I'm like, I have these, and I don't need Manaphy. And I grabbed one. I made sure to explain to him that I picked up a box that had a Blastoise pack on it because I like Blastoise. So we walk around the store. I get the little figure, and then we're walking back around, and he decided he wants a Manaphy set too because he wants the pin. Now he wants to collect all the pins because that's the kind of person that I am and I've turned him into. And so we go through this, and he gets a set, and I don't remember if we didn't even do anything else except just go to fucking Taco Bell after that. But I'm laying in bed, and the boy goes, and he's like, he wanted his cards. So he goes in the front room, takes a box, and I've never seen, I don't know why he just didn't come say, hey, can you open this? No, he just fucking ripped it to shreds. Like, he was like, it had gold inside of it. And so then I didn't notice until the next morning when I went to go get my cards, and I'm looking at the box. I go to the box and I go, it's only one box in here. And this box does not have a Blastoise pack in it. So I go to the room and I go, Matthew, where is the box of cards from the oh, I got my cards. And there's just pieces of the box everywhere. And like I swear to God, he's in Kaylee's room. There's the boxes in like four pieces. Five pieces, and the packs are just like ripped to shreds. I don't know how the hell how it was so hard to get into this stuff. Like, if he just clawed it like an animal? Like, I don't know if he like had Kaylee hold on to one side, he grabbed the other and just pulled, like they were playing tug of war. I don't know, but like oh well, you fucking took my pack of cards, you. And then they're all just looking at me like, what do you want to do? I'm like, we fucking opened it all already. Ripped it all to shreds. What the fuck am I going to do? Like,
did he get anything good?
I didn't look at him long enough. I was pissed off. I was too aggravated to really look. Like, and then I got mad. He brought his plush Pichu with him, which is fine, but I was like, hey, you need to like not bring that to Natalie's room because Natalie has one and you're going to get them fucking confused. And I don't know where you've been, and I don't want like your shit getting stuck here. As it is, he left his little figures of Pikachu and Onix he had in his Pokeball. I don't know how the hell he... Like, they got separated from the ball, and he didn't notice when he was picking up his shit. So I got his little Pokemon figures here. But I said something, and he said, I don't remember what it was either. We were talking about the Pokemon, and he says, Pichu doesn't evolve. I said, Pichu turns into Pikachu. He goes, no, it doesn't. I said,
what a fucking idiot.
I said, yes, it fucking does. Look at it. And I got into an argument with a 7-year-old about whether or not Pichu turns into Pikachu.
Oh, my God.
He's like, well, so-and-so who he was just with said that Pichu doesn't evolve. I said, well, he's retarded. Like, finally, my wife had to step in because she was tired of us arguing and was just like, Uncle Kevin knows a lot about Pokemon, so if he says Pichu evolves into Pikachu, I'm pretty sure he's correct. And just left it at that. Like, I'm like, God damn. I was like, fired up. I'm like, who the fuck is going to tell this kid Pichu clearly does not turn into Pikachu? Like, what is wrong with you all? Like... Oh my God! Then he asks me why the fuck there's two of them, like Plusle and Minun. He looks at him and goes, "They look like they go together." I'm like, "Yeah, you think
this kid's gonna be a detective when he grows up?"
He goes, "Why are there two of them?" I'm like, "Plus, minus. They go to. They're best friends. They work together." I had to explain how magnetism and electricity work, and to a 7-year-old, I'm like.
I can barely explain it to an adult. Like, oh my god, this is like the worst. I didn't even know what to do. Meanwhile, here's Natalie. All I have to do is go, Natalie, go get Fossil and Minun. And I didn't have to point. She just turns around, sees them, knows exactly what they are, picks them up, and brings me the right one. Like, there you go. Like, why can't you be that simple? Child's not even 2 years old and can pick out Plusle from Minun. You have to sit there and go, I think they look alike. Thank you.
I think these are similar.
I think these are similar. We went to go see the Ninja Turtles movie, and we went like to one of those like what was the place we went to go see Star Wars, where you can eat while you're like dinner while you're watching the movie, and we went with my wife's whole family, and we were kind of pissed off because the same fucking people who had the kid that told him Pichu doesn't evolve. They took him, like, we were like, oh, sweet, we've been planning this for months. Like, when Matthew comes in town, because he lives in Virginia, we're going to take him to go see Ninja Turtles, because he likes turtles, and Kayla likes turtles, and it'll be great, and he'll be so happy. They fucking took him Friday morning to go see the movie. We're going on Sunday. Oh. We find out on Sunday as we're going, like, he's like, oh, yeah, I saw this movie already. We're like, no, you saw the first one. He goes, no, I saw this movie already 2 days ago. Like, son of a bitch. I hate everything. Like, it was. Oh my god. I thought my wife was going to kill someone. Fortunately, we were driving over, like, a bridge that was over a lake, so she couldn't stop to kill anyone. But.
You could have tossed him into the lake.
It was an option.
Opportunities.
It was an option at that point. I could have kept a pretty sweet Batman booster seat.
That's the dream.
I was. Pichu doesn't evolve. When he said it, I just stared at him for a second. Like, I'm sorry, what? Let's start over. Maybe I heard you wrong.
Wait, what?
Maybe my hearing is bad. You said Dedenne, right? No, I said Pichu. Oh, fuck me. Who am I kidding? Oh my god. Oh.
Ow.
I think I even said something like, don't ask anybody about Pokemon anymore. Just come to me. just don't talk to anyone else. They're the worst. Jesus Christ. People, I don't know where people get these ideas from. They just flood kids' heads with fucking nonsense.
They're ruining the youth of America.
They're ruining the youths. They're gonna turn them into a street youth.
So speaking of youth,
boom! Brilliant segue.
Brilliant segue into these cubes.
Wait, hang on.
Oh, you said use? I thought you said cubes. Easy mix-up. Oh,
amazing segue. That totally makes sense.
I don't think he understood street the cubes either. He asked me why they were cubes. I said, what do you mean, why are they cubes?
Because they're cubes.
Right?
Why is the ball a sphere? I don't know.
Like, there's, like, Wild Geo King with the Kuma axe on the table, and he's asking me, why are they cubes? I don't know, because they are, because cubes are awesome. I didn't know what to say. That's all I could say is, because cubes are awesome. I don't know.
I'm almost fearful of when this kid gets to the big questions, like, why do we exist? Like, he'll just die on the spot. Like, it'll be fucking SIDS right there.
Like, I didn't have a good answer. What? Then he told, you know what he really told me, and this pissed me off. My wife had to calm me down too, because I get fired up. He's like, I like to watch Power Rangers. I said, okay, cool, me too. He goes, but I don't like watching the animated one.
What?
I said, there is no animated one. He goes, yeah, I saw it. I said, no, you didn't. Like, I'm like, I've met like 50 of these guys, and none of them was animated. My wife's over there. Calm down. Calm down. He's seven. Calm down.
Did you ever figure out what he was talking about?
Hold me back, coach. Hold me back.
No, I'm like, I've seen every episode of this. I've met like 50 of the fuckers, and none of them were animated. I'm just over
none
there.
Of them were animated. I've gotten their autographs. I've seen them close up. I would have known if they were a cartoon.
It's like, calm down. Calm down. I know you get excited, but calm down. Seven. Like, I just can't stand for this.
He's seven. That's no excuse.
Like, I realize that many of them are like cartoon characters on a daily basis, but what even is this anymore? I didn't know. I wanted to walk. I think I even did. I walked away. I just had to go in another room. Just calm down. I've never been so aggravated in my life. Oh. So there's four more cube animals coming out.
They're all repaints except for
there we go.
The platypus.
Platypus is a little bit of a remold, but they are all repaints of the weapons. They're two sets. They both come out in August. There's the cube, the zebra and platypus set, and the leopard and owl set. But of course, they go by the Japanese names because they are the weapons. And so, let me go to the list. It's the cube Hyo and cube Fukuru set. That's the leopard and the owl. And then it says cube Shimauma and cube Kimono Hashi, which is the platypus and the zebra.
Okay, so I was muted. So I didn't hear Kevin say cube Ho Fuck and Shimauma set? He's just making this stuff up at this point.
I like how Dawson thinks I make everything up that I talk about.
Well, I wouldn't know the difference.
I like that you said Fukuru.
Like a kangaroo's porn name.
I could have said Fuckru. You Fuckru. I don't know why people hate Ru
so
much.
Mean.
Just because he's best friends with Tigger does not mean anything. I like Ru. I bought me a plush Ru in Disney World. I love Ru. Oh,
no Ru. Classic me.
I used that the other day. My wife texted me something. I just sent back, no you.
We have shirts that say that.
Oh my god. Anyhow. I don't like
excited.
The zebra, because that's not what zebras look like.
You don't know what zebras look like.
No, I've seen a zebra. It doesn't have a giraffe neck. I'm just saying.
Racist. You've never seen a zebra, Brian.
The other three are fine. Like, I dig how they converted, like, the bat's, like, big ears into, like, the eye section for the owl.
Yeah.
So I like that, and I like the remold of the mole into the platypus and stuff.
I was wondering
like,
how they were going to do it, but they remolded the face, and I love it. Interesting color choices
fucking,
for the owl and platypus.
Look at the fucking zebra, and I'm just like, dude, what happened to your neck?
Somebody pulled on it. That's how you made a giraffe in the first place.
Got it. Forgot
about
that.
Did you read that story as a kid?
Yeah. Now that you say it, I remember.
It got stuck in an alligator's mouth or something like that, and he pulled on it.
I don't think my version had that, but...
Oh. It got stuck somewhere. He couldn't reach the shit in the tree, and he had the alligator pull on his face, and then he yanked the other direction, and it made his neck stretch so he could reach the food in the tree. So he made a giraffe.
The end.
Yes, the end. I'm sorry. You didn't know the story was over, but I didn't say the end. The end. There we go.
So anyway, I like them. I think they're neat. It'll be interesting to see if
they're not.
Like, I think this might be a Televicon thing.
They're not in the show. Something said they're not in the show. I saw somewhere like it's they specifically say that they're not in the show. That little box of text right there.
Yeah.
With all the kanji. I was told that that says they're not in the show.
So, got it. I like the gold panda, though, so.
Is. I want to know.
Yeah,
what,
isn't that in like the next episode?
It's the next episode. I want that fucker. Like. But yeah, these four are not, and I am sad.
Like, it'd be cool to do something with them since they match the colors of the Georgias.
Right? Holy shit, they do. I'm sorry, it didn't occur to me until you said it. Like, I just looked at them more closely. Like, they should all be able to do like a flip up visor and just become those animals.
I know, that'd be cool.
I'm sad that's not happening now. Oh my god.
Come on, tell if you couldn't make it happen.
The hyper battle video. Let's do it. I'm all for it.
I'm game.
I'm more than game. I'm game with my. I got my hand around my dick already thinking about
it. Game of Thrones. Boom.
God damn it, Dawson. You ruined everything.
Hold the door.
Brian, are you trying to play Pokemon TCG online while we're doing the podcast?
Trying to play Pokemon.
Why would I do that?
I don't know, Brian. Why would you do that? Why would you want to play Pokemon TCG online while we're doing? Whatever, we are recording. We are filming right now.
This is very unprofessional.
This is very unprofessional. You waste all our film.
It won't load. I'm so upset.
What am I supposed to do during this podcast?
It gets to 20-something in the loading assets and it just dies.
Loading can't load assets.
He said ass.
I said ass my Dawson.
Okay.
So other than cubes, we got the name of our next rider.
X-Aid.
X-Aid, not to be confused with Band-Aid.
Or Rite Aid.
Exactly.
Writing.
The secondary writers, Kamen Rider Walgreens, don't spoil it. There's one on every corner. Just like Adele.
I think that there's gonna have Friday exclusive toys in Japan for X8. It's the only place you're gonna be able to buy the toys. We're gonna have to get Mr. S to just go on a field trip to a Rite Aid. We will find
it's funny because they're romanizing it as X-Aid.
It's not funny at all, Brian. You're an idiot.
And, well, okay. But the kana is like Egg-Zaid, so it's like with the G.
Oh so my god, really it's the monster eggs.
Yes, it's the eggs. And it's like everyone's looking at the aid part of his name. And you have the camp that's like, oh, it's a rescue-themed rider. And then you have a camp that's going, it's going to be related to DK.
No.
Oh, for the love of God.
That's the stupidest camp.
That's the camp that says, fuck Nintendo.
My guess is both of those camps are wrong. So.
It's because they're camping when the houses exist.
Exactly. Why would you be outside?
Why would you
like
camp
Jim
Gaffigan anyway.
Said, camping goes through tradition in everyone's family until they invented the house.
So anyway, that's
I'm
it.
I'm touching myself right now.
There's a dude there.
There's a dude? I'm a dude. She's a dude. We're all dudes. I feel like there was something else. Oh, they're making a renewal figure arts Mew to Biba to Babado. How could you forget the biggest new the Biba to they spiraled me out of control.
The news was so crazy, Dawson just went and like slaughtered a whole bunch of Jews just all at once.
Nope.
No and spider. Then on top of they're re-releasing Nemo to Biba to Babado, they're re-releasing Charizard with new with new effect part to make him exclusive. Some people will tell you there are differences. Unless you can point them out to me, I don't see them. So,
are the wings a little bit different color? Like
that really makes
kind of a stupid. Brian, what kind of a stupid fucking question is that? Are the wings a little bit different color? How would I know? How would I
look
know?
Look at your figure.
I'm not wearing any pictures. Pants. I'm in a different room and I'm not wearing any pants.
I wasn't wearing any pants when I let Bella out this morning. It didn't stop me.
Oh my god.
That's not even a normally that's like a joke. That's not even a joke this time. I'm just not wearing pants. Let's see.
I hope you were wearing underwear at least.
Yes, it was.
Nope.
I'm not that much of a savage.
Yes, he is. Don't let him.
I think he's not Vandal.
Oh, no, that's the conductor guy.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah! I forgot about that! Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't think his wings are different. You mean, like, the inside of the wings?
Yeah.
They might be slightly darker, but I don't think they are. Like, I think the whole idea is, I don't know, because it's Pokemon X, Y, and Z, so I don't know if they're trying to say this is, like, what's that guy's name? Alan? The Necroms? Necroms Charizard?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Necroms Charizard.
Like, I mean, if he came with, like, a little bracelet
or Charizard,
necklace with some Charizard IX, I'd be more inclined to buy it. Just because it'd be Alan's, but I don't see a need to get this. I own Charizard already. Unless someone can give me a good reason to buy this, I don't feel a need to own it.
I don't know.
So, but that they made it, so that's wonderful. And then, did you talk about the pyramid and the coin?
Yeah, I think we did last week.
Cause I'm getting it. I emailed Oki today and said, give me the coin and the pyramid. It would make a great desk piece. But I'm excited for it.
You make a wonderful death piece.
I'm going to murder you in your sleep.
Beat someone with it.
Like,
at least it wasn't the Beat Riders.
At least it wasn't the Beat Fighters.
Beat Fighters.
Rest in peace, Beat Fighters. You were my favorite fighters.
You fought the beef until your last breath. They've already been here.
They fought the evils of the vegan empire.
What's going to happen? Is a vegan going to physically attack me?
I've got a Bunsen burner in my pants.
Good for you.
So now it's time for
Ramble time.
What is this show during
basically,
the summer?
But no, not yet.
Oh, fuck. Superhero time.
Oh, God.
Booster. Twice.
Woja. Go, 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 ghosto.
Power Range. Oh.
Boosto. Ghosto.
Ghosto. No, sto. Ghosto.
Masturbation. So, I love everything about the world.
There we go. I hate the world. The world is a nightmare. Literally.
Well, I hate the world, but I love Juho the world. I think he's like the best thing ever. He's so much fun to watch. He beats the shit out of them repeatedly. And then in this episode he shows off his cubes. And that just gave me a massive cube hard on.
I like how Tosai Joe just totally kicked Wild Geo King's ass.
Right? Like
their big combination. He just comes in and goes like, and they die.
What pisses me off though is that we all know, right? At some point he's going to become a good guy. That's just what they do. But when he does, he is going to get totally nerfed, like all six rangers that this happens to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, he can beat all five of them. He's like Tommy. He can beat them all five single-handedly without any effort put forth. And then the second, like, he becomes good, six putties are going to run up and kick his ass. Like, wait, hold on. How the fuck does this work? Like, I don't know, but that's gonna be this guy. Is that like he's so
if he gets noticeably
now.
Nerfed, I hope they explain it somehow. Like he was stronger because of Genesis power or something. I'm fine with Genesis a quick one line.
Yeah, if you explain it like that, I'll still be kind of pissed just because like watching him be a badass, but it'll be an explanation other than just well. The power of good is gay. like the power of good is terrible. You know,
look, kids, if you're a good guy, you fucking suck.
Exactly. So I liked that. I liked how scared they were. Like all the monster I had to say is just like, "Hey, the world, he's behind you," and you're like, "Oh fuck!"
And the guy in the rhino costume, they just freaked out.
That
oh god,
hilarious. They're like, why would you dress up like a rhino? He's like, because rhinos
are deranged.
Are you insane? Why a rhino now? Everyone
soon,
likes
man.
Rhinos.
Like, he just doesn't get it, like why it's a problem.
How does he not know?
He's an idiot. He's an idiot. You gotta realize that he's an idiot.
Clearly,
does it have to be daytime for Swadloon to evolve?
No.
Fuck if I know.
Well, some of them like some of the happiness ones require a time of day.
I'm checking for you. It's okay.
I'm checking right now.
I'm checking
it
before you. Oh.
I'm faster than you. I was already on Cerebi.
Oh, fuck you.
Please? Somebody has to.
All day or day.
But you know what I'd like to see with the happen with the world? And I doubt they're gonna do this. What they'll probably end up doing is one of those like, you know, we saved him from evil through the power of friendship and he just joins our side. No questions asked. What I'd like to see, because he saw at the end of the episode, like, shit fucked up. I don't know what happened, but shit fucked up and he de-untransformed. That's
I
right.
I haven't used that one in a while. That's
I know.
Not an oldie.
I know. I had to. I just thought of using it, too. It just came to me. And on me. And so he de-untransformed it and with no explanation. What I'd like to see happen is, I don't know if he's gonna when he's gonna go good. If it's gonna happen next episode, which is in 2 weeks. If it's 3 episodes from now. If it's a month, 2 months from now, I don't know. But when he does, I'd like to see where he loses his powers. Like I don't know what they did. If they combined the Jumans with him internally somehow, or like how they infused him with the power, because. The other ones, the power comes through
the
cube.
The power of three.
And there's no cube. There's just that flashlight, the fleshlight that he uses. He just puts his dick into it and he transforms. He puts his dick in and hits the other end and he transforms. So I don't know what they're going to do, but what I'd like to see is, like, he loses his powers because, you know, like, they just revolt, whether they're inside of him or just, like, the Juman power itself, like, refuses to acknowledge him any longer. And he turns good, but he has to actually, like, gain the approval. Like, they have to, like, find... I'm hoping they're not dead. They're just dumped on the side of the road somewhere.
Well, I don't really care if they're dead or not. Well, who the fuck are they to me?
Well, it matters for my story.
Oh, okay.
That he has to, like, gain the acceptance and approval of the three Jumans whose power he took. Like how Yamato had to get the, like, Larry to like him and then he gave him his Juman power. That, like, so that, like, he has to, you know, earn their trust or, you know, respect or whatever. And then they grant him the use of their power and then he can be the world again. Except as a good guy. I think that would be pretty neat. Are they going to do it? No. They're probably going to do it through the power of friendship. Yamato...
Dumb Toku reasoning.
Yamato's voice reaches into him through the through Genesis's mind control and breaks him free, and then he decides to join them in their fight to protect the planet, and now he's a good guy. And the whole thing's resolved in 10 minutes. Is probably what they'll do, but I would like it much. I would like it much better if they do it, if they do, or something kind of similar, just to where, like, there's a little more to it, and it's like a little more meaningful that, like, he is now the Sixth Ranger. But we get a gold panda next week, so that's cool. We get to finally see his human face.
Amazing.
Well, not next week, but the next episode, I guess.
Yeah. Week after next.
Yeah, week after next, we get a golden panda. Who doesn't love golden pandas?
I can't refute that one, so.
Exactly. That's exactly correct.
Probably Brian. Colorblind people.
You are the worst person ever.
Well, I'm just trying to help.
You never help. You are just the worst.
What am I supposed to do?
The episode was good, though.
Oh, I like it. I've loved everything that they've done so far. The past couple of weeks have been great. I'm glad they broke from the ones before that were just getting into that monotonous fillery rut.
I could have did without the bad guy suddenly having another power, but it wasn't that intrusive, so it's okay.
But yeah, so that's and I like his fishing pole. He just like ropes them up and swings them around, and he gets his rod out there.
I never thought a fishing pole weapon could be so cool.
Right?
But here we are.
But it ghost? was nice.
Nope. Okay. Now ghost.
Pussy. Now ghost.
Can't get through it.
So this is episode 34, because again we're still behind.
Yeah. And it was an okay episode. I don't like that. Based on this, we're still having the reasoning for Mugen being because dumb Toku reasons is that he's the chosen one because yes. and they are doing kind of an unusual slow burn on this though. Like last week we got Ash Greninja'd. And this week, like, he just transformed, and then it was the episode. Like, there was no fight yet, so that'll be next week. So I was kind of surprised about that. And we did get Spectre and Necrom noticing that that guy looks the same as the other guy, and he just played it off as a joke. That's what we got. All this build-up. No, it's not me. I'm just really handsome. Like, okay.
I mean, it's clear something is going on that they don't want to tell you about. But yeah, I'd like to know what it is. We probably won't find out for, what do we almost hit, 34? 10 more episodes.
So sounds about right.
But yeah, I did like that. They noticed that. We're like, dude, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, there's someone out there as cute as me. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch.
God, he was like laying on the creep.
He really was.
Classic Jevedin.
But I liked Mugen Damashii. I think it's pretty cool. It's really pretty. And I like watching him kill the Gun Misers and just be like, I wrecked your shit, bitch! Fuck you!
Mr. Gun Miser. Mr. Snow. That's all I ever think of.
He's Mr. Green Christmas. He's Mr. Sun. They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt at my touch.
He's too much.
This is too much, you're right.
They
played that song, like, all the fucking time during Christmas when I was working at Toys R Us. It was the worst.
Oh, God. Right?
He's Mr. White Christmas. He's Mr. Snow. They call me Snow Miser. Right? It's annoying. I don't feel like doing it anymore. Just gave up.
Thank you.
Whatever I touch. Just piss off
Dawson. I don't got a whole lot else to say. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It was very... Yeah, it's weird that they're, like, slow-burning it so much. Because they don't generally do that for, like, these introductions. They're like, oh, here's the toy. Look at the form. Buy it. Cool. Look. It's strong. And this time they're like, here's the toy that you can't see yet, with the form that you can't see yet. Okay, here's a look at the actual toy and a look at the actual form, both of which you can't buy yet. But, hey, look at that, kids.
Yeah, it's really strange, especially when, like, over on Geolger, like, at the end of the episode, we're already starting his, like, healing arc. Like, with him flipping out at the end. I'm like, can we just wait a little bit? Just a hot minute, please? I'm enjoying him kicking their asses for being so boring for so long.
Can we let him kill them for a little bit longer?
That's... Oh, it's happening.
Pussy.
What? Yes.
Okay, now it's time for... Bloody hell. Not that. Not that.
Ramble time.
Yeah.
So, to get anything non-E3 related out of the way, this week's Pokemon was about... Clement was doing something. Being annoying about it, I'm sure. I just watched it today, too, which is awful.
I watched it yesterday. I'm trying to think what happened. There was Noivern... There was the Zapdos.
Oh, yeah, Noivern evolved. Noivern?
Noivern? That's his cute nickname.
Yeah, Noivern evolved.
Noivern evolved into Noivern, and... Yeah.
I was thinking... I guess I've thought this for a long time, but this episode didn't make me think of it, is that it is kind of weird that they ended up giving Ash Noibat, and then Noivern, just because they already showed him off when that reporter lady had him.
Yeah.
I thought it was awkward they did that because, you know, they already gave him two other flying types.
Yeah. Pretty much. Oh, Jesus. So, it's just awkward all around. They should have just kept Goodra with him.
Then they're going back in a few episodes back to where they left him.
This is your true home!
So, I don't know what the hell's happening. But, yeah.
But I think that's literally everything non-ET related. I can't think of a single other thing that all three of us watch. Nope. Just chug test it with another realistic mount.
I'm going to touch myself now while you talk.
I have no idea. Okay, so E3 happened this week.
He thinks I'm and
joking. It was like, I don't actually. And, like, it started off pretty boring up until Sony's. Like, I mean, EA's is never really that exciting. I mean... I'm excited for Titanfall 2 and, like, Mass Effect, but everything else was, like, sports. They brought a young Pele out. I'm assuming it's just young Pele. And they talked about sports a lot, and they kept going back and forth between England and America for some reason. And Peter Molyneux, or whatever his name is, nips were showing. And that's pretty much the takeaway from EA up on this. Or not. He won't back me up on anything. I thought he was going to back the leaves without the nipples. Nope. Still flying solo. Am I muted? Hello?
Brian, where's Dawson?
Wait, what's happening? Hold on.
Brian, I can't find Dawson.
I'm trying to what? What's happening? I hear you giggling.
Brian, where's Dawson?
What's going on? What's happening?
Brian's just fucking laughing at him now. I don't think Brian's trying to get Dawson back. I think he's just laughing at him.
Wait. I am muted. Wait. Am I dead? Can anyone hear me? I'm still lost.
I still can't find Dawson.
Kevin, damn it. This is no time for your hot nonsense. Brian's clearly lost it. I think Brian believes we can't hear him. Oh, it's happening. Did I just hear... What's he fixing? I don't know what's broken. Thank you, Kat. What's broken? Oh. Please hold.
I wish I knew where Dawson was. I miss him so.
God damn it. I'm going home. I don't know what to do.
I have a sudden urge to sing Chris Daughtry. Too bad Dawson's not here to hear it.
God damn it. That will hurt somebody's feelings. Okay.
Alright, everything should be good now.
We were just... You were about to back me up on Peter Molyneux's nipples.
Oh, Dawson, you're back!
Dem nippos.
Nippos? That was EA's conference, soccer and nipples.
The conferences from E3 got progressively better as time went on, I think.
Yeah. I mean, like, Bethesda's wasn't really bad, it just wasn't as exciting because they don't have as much new stuff to announce, and they basically announced it all last year, so it was basically updates on stuff we already knew about / was out. Like, I'm excited for Skyrim Remastered because I want to dive back into it, and I have no fucking clue what Past Me was doing on my old file.
I never even played it, so I'm gonna play it for the first time with this. So.
It's like when I picked up Fallout, it's like the only funny thing about that is it's an amnesia simulator. It's like you're surrounded by activities that the person who previously inhabited your body was clearly invested in, but you have no idea what was going on. So, like, I'm looking forward to diving back into that. Ubisoft was kind of a hot mess. It was like 2 hours of, like, nonsense, and they started with a dance number.
Ubisoft's always the conference that makes you feel like you're on LSD.
Basically, that accurately describes it, honestly.
I want to be on LSD.
And
then Aisha Tyler evolved into Captain Ladywood, and then she took the stage by storm. Sleep hold revolution. Execute.
Execute? What? That's Polyworld.
No, Spirit Evolution. Just no. God damn it. Double meaning.
Penis.
I didn't ever get to play the first Watch Dogs.
I got it on sale, so I still have it, but I haven't played it yet. Like,
it just didn't really interest me a whole lot.
I remember the first demo looked really impressive because it was like one of the first demos from this generation. And then apparently it didn't end up being as. Like, the scope that they presented didn't end up being what the scope of the actual game was, but I'm hearing that this one is better, like, from what people have played compared to the first. So I'll probably play the first.
I'm rubbing my dick in your mouth.
Oh, that's that taste. but I can't remember anything
nice
else
salty.
That exciting from there. Like, I was kind of, because they talked about the Assassin's Creed movie, and I know they're not doing a game this year. I was kind of hoping just to hear about what the one for next year was going to be, just out of sheer curiosity. I feel like there was one other thing, but there wasn't as much of this year's Ubisoft that interested me. I forgot to mention that at EA they talked about how they're working on Star Wars games. I think Aerosol's tweet summed it up the most. Like, we're working on games we pinky promise. And, like, that presentation. I was actually kind of surprised about how little Mass Effect they showed, because apparently they're really close to the end of development, which is kind of strange.
What, motherfucker?
But yeah, they were all the conferences to that point were super weird, and EA's was really long. That's what she said. Oh, they did show that Star Trek VR. Don't forget about simulating buttons. You gotta remember that. Button simulator.
Like, I understand, like, Star Trek fans, like, oh, the cool Star Trek VR, but I'm like, it's seriously, you're just in front of a console hitting fake buttons.
It's kind of like if I was running a VR simulator sitting at my desk from the couch.
I want to do
virtual
that.
Virtual reality buttons. LeVar Burton was there, and he didn't sing the Reading Rainbow theme once. 0 out of 10.
Did he summon Captain Planet?
He did nothing of the sort.
No. He just, like, looked really excited, though. Like, his eyes were so wide the whole time he was talking.
That's how he normally looks, because he looked like that when I met him.
He's like an anime character.
But at least when I met him, he did the Kwame voice from Captain Planet, and it was adorable.
But that was Ubisoft's. Like, honestly, Ubisoft is like the R podcast of conferences.
It is. I mean, they swear a bunch and they jump around topics and nothing makes sense.
And there's a dance number with a giraffe. So, yeah, that was... Honestly, all the conferences up to that point were really... Oh, totally forgot about Microsoft.
Yeah, I figured we were going to do Microsoft and then Sony. So I was
going in chronological order, and I totally fucking got intersected out of Microsoft.
Well, they're not important.
Theirs was okay. Like, there wasn't as much that interested me. Their big ticket item kind of got spoiled, which was their new consoles. But that was already a rumor anyway, but... Any sort of surprise impact from that? I mean, it's basically just doing a slim one and then an ultra 4K one, which I could see, like, way down the line maybe upgrading, but right now, other than it maybe being a bit faster and having more hard drive space, the 4K thing doesn't interest me that much because I really can't tell the difference, to be honest.
I don't even have a TV that's capable of it, so it doesn't matter to me in the slightest.
Like, when I was at Best Buy shopping for TVs for here, like, Vizio is 4K, but... Like, when I looked at the differences, looking at the 4K and the regular just honestly reminded me of when you're looking at TVs and, like, one of them has the brightness down farther. Like, so, I'm sure there is a difference in, like, but it's not worth me upgrading right away, but it's kind of like the difference between 720 and 1080. You don't really notice it.
Yeah, I never do.
They're going to make a 4K version, and so is Sony, and the Nintendo's NX is not going to be 4K compatible. Everyone's going to go, what the fuck is wrong with you, Nintendo? The 4% of people who own a 4K TV are not going to be able to fully experience the pleasure of your gaming now.
It'll happen.
That is exactly what's going to happen. They're going to get with the times, Nintendo. Everyone else has 4K. The fuck is wrong with you?
That'll be next generation.
Nintendorks.
They did... There was one thing at the Nintendo conference, or Nintendo, damn it, Kevin, the Xbox conference that flew really under the radar, which was everything's an Xbox One and Windows 10 exclusive. Like, you'd have to pay close attention to catch it. But they brought it up really briefly, like, so you had to really be looking out for it.
I got it up really briefly, so that's...
Why didn't they just say Microsoft exclusive?
I don't know. Like,
it'd be a lot shorter to say.
There was a bunch of people that are like, oh, this is a huge mistake for them, and I'm like, because they're no longer have exclusives, I'm like, it makes sense to me. I mean, they own PC and Xbox, it just makes sense in my head. I don't see it as deterring from it. Like, I personally prefer having a console, because I like my computer to just be free. It's already stuffed up enough with stuff as it is. That sounded, nope. Moving on.
It's already stuffed up with my dick.
And I don't know, I just like to have my things separate, and even if I had a PC, like if I was a PC gamer, I would use a controller because I cannot mouse. I've tried. Everyone's like, oh, it's so much more precise, and I get it, and I look like I have cerebral palsy. Like, as soon as I try to play it, I'm like darting around, just like shooting the floor, seizing. Like, I'm like, how do people think this is easier? Like, trying to walk, I'm just running into a wall. Just... I don't understand. I think it's because I was conditioned to a controller. I don't know.
In terms of, like, exclusive stuff that they showed off, Sea of Thieves looks interesting. I don't know if I'm gonna like it, but it looks interesting.
It looks like the ship combat from Assassin's Creed just made into a game, like a full game.
hence why I'm not sure if I'm gonna like it. It's interesting.
Like, at least their gameplay seemed more natural. Like, what was the game that they were doing a demo of where they tried to make it sound like it was the people talking? Somebody tweeted out, like, quiet guys, we're trying to roleplay this game.
that was at... Which one was that? Was that at Ubisoft?
Yeah.
Oh, was it for The Division? No.
It might have... No, it was a new game. It doesn't really matter.
I don't remember anymore, but it was stupid, like, whatever it was.
Whatever, it's like, they've done it like 2 or 3 years in a row now where they have like a co-op mission and like, it's not at all what normal people sound like doing a co-op. I mean, when you're doing co-op with friends, it is different from like hearing little kids swear at you on Call of Duty, but you do talk like normal people, you know? You'll be like, hey, go get that item, but you'll also be chatting about regular stuff, but like... Someone tweeted out a joke tweet of someone saying, like, so you guys are going to see the new Ghostbusters or whatever? And they're like, damn it, Derek, quiet. We're trying to roleplay this mission because their actors are, like, giving fake terminology and shit and, like, stuff that would never happen in a real-life co-op situation. So that's kind of funny to see. So at least, like, the pirate game's, like, demo seemed more natural. It wasn't, like, a live demo. It was previously recorded, which probably helps. But,
You know, like, Konami previously recorded?
No.
1 million Jews.
Still best conference of all time. Very, very exercise.
Ubisoft ain't got nothing on Konami.
Yeah, honestly. That's actually more close to what a conference of our podcast would be like. You got it, Naoki.
Their conference was in the basement of Naoki's house. He had an overhead projector.
He just stops doing the dance game in the middle of the demo, and it just keeps going.
I love when he repeated 1 million truths, like, waiting for applause. It's kind of like there was a moment in the Xbox conference when the lady was like, we've sold X and X games, and then there was an awkward silence while she waited for applause, and it never happened.
Those are the best.
But technically, they did have, like, a good amount of announcements. There's just nothing that really interested me this year. Like, last year's was better for me because, like, they had Halo 5 and whatnot. Like,
Gears
4 looks cool, but I haven't finished 2 and 3 yet, so I wouldn't be picking it up immediately. I did like the gun that shoots, like, saw blades. It looked pretty cool. I feel like there was one... Halo Wars 2, but I'm not an RTS person. So, like, I got excited because I thought they were going to talk about the upcoming... Firefight DLC for Halo or something, and then they're like, Halo Wars, I'm like, oh yeah, Brian spoiled it for me from the future. It was like revenge for me being 3 seconds of the future on the stream.
ReCore looked interesting.
Oh, yeah, it did. I forgot it existed, but I like vaguely remember seeing it before, but it did look interesting. And then there was that new game by the people that made, like, Limbo, and Kat played it for like 2 minutes and then she was done.
Oh, fat...
Yeah.
It was Fee, but it's F-E, and I'm like, it's Fe.
Regardless, it looks Fe, like the they game. Forgot to put the rest of the sign up.
Dawson likes a dick.
Fe is just a game where they forgot to color anything.
Exactly. That's what Limbo is, too.
That's my thoughts on Fe.
When I googled Limbo... It, like I said, it looks like if you're playing platformers all day and then you had a nightmare when you went to sleep.
Did it show you people going under sticks?
Yeah, exactly.
These sticks make a whistling sound?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is the toy release schedule just dead?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's the thing I used to do. I'll try to do it again.
Brian, I'm looking at your review schedule, and you've scheduled for Friday the Plesio Charge Megazord?
Never did it. I told you there was too much Dino Charge stuff coming out. I got frustrated and just stopped.
Well, because their schedule is everything or nothing. That's their plan. Like, there was a huge drought, and now all of a sudden shit's being spotted every day again. I mean, they're all repaints, but still, it's like... It's all or nothing for them. It's nerf or nothing.
So I was like, oh, I can use this drought to catch up, and then I just never did because I didn't care. And now stuff's coming out at a rapid pace, and I can't find any of it. So now I really don't care. Now there's like three layers of not caring about this toy line anymore.
My Walmart's like desolate. It just has three of those Zack figures from MNPR, old figures. I'm like, God damn it. It's either Zack or the zombie Trinnies. I need the other two.
My Walmart's pretty much the same thing. It's just like a bunch of like old toys. Like, they have like the first couple of Supercharged figures and then some Dino Charge figures and like a regular Morpher, and it's old Chargers. I'm like, God damn it, can you just get some new toys?
My closest Walmart is a bunch of the Nutcracker figures and one Morpher. That's their Power Ranger toy selection.
My Walmart's great. I think the only thing that's been spotted there is like the Pikachu Gabutira and the Tobespino one, where I keep forgetting it's a repaint because it looks really close. It's just like the lines that are different. But speaking of Tobespino, Sony, I think we're on Sony because I don't have anything else to say about Microsoft.
I don't know how that works.
But... customizable controllers, so Brian can finally put his name on there.
Oh yeah, make the Shukun Shinobi controller.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's your favorite name.
Yeah.
But that's kind
of zero out cool, of ten. Would not name again.
Like you just stuck with it forever. Like how would you know you become famous?
I know, right?
Like when you and Chris were having that discussion, I almost commented, "I'm like, bitch, you're not supposed to care. You're the Shukun Shinobi. Remember the dancing baby meme? All that attitude. What happened?"
I got that saved somewhere.
Oh yeah, I was looking for it back when I made that meme of, because you have like the fucking I don't always looking picture, which is just like amazing. Like I'm still constantly trying to think of memes captions for that. It's just too perfect. Like when I first saw it, the closest thing that had happened was the influx of Pokemon content.
I'll try to keep that profile picture for as long as possible for you.
It's just too perfect. But yeah, Sony definitely had the best conference. I think you said it best about like the structure of it, even, is that there was like no BS. Like he would come out to sort of segue a sort of segment of games they would be showing, but then it was basically just all games. There was no like fake entertainment or bad banter or like demos with like actors. It was just all games, and there was a lot of stuff, either surprising amounts of stuff I hadn't heard about or I was just rumored, which is what I like from E3. Like that was a problem I noticed even more this year, is that there was stuff that leaked or was even officially announced just days before E3. And what I used to love about E3 was when it would be the first time I heard of something, or there was just like whispers of something and you finally got confirmation there. And it's been less and less each year. And it's less annoying if it was like May or April when they announced something, but like Injustice and like Watch Dogs were announced like a week and days before it. It's like you couldn't have just held it in like just a couple days. It's kind of annoying.
I can't hold it in.
Just nope. Really had to shit it out.
Sometimes you just gotta shit it out.
Injustice 2 looks good though.
It does. It looks really cool. And, like, apparently, like, the way your armor changes is based on, like, who you fight and how you fight or something, which is kind of cool.
Oh, that's neat.
And I hope that, like, because in the last one they had, like, Oliver Queen version of the same character, and, like, it just had his voiceover. I'm hoping we get some alternate versions of, like, the Flash and, again, Arrow, and then, like, Supergirl, like, with voice acting from him. I think that would be pretty cool. Like, and maybe make it, because it had voice acting, but, like, there wasn't a lot different about him. Other than that, it would be cool to have a little bit more things that differentiate him. But even just having the skins with, like, the voice acting was cool. And considering, like, they're adding Supergirl, and I feel like they're doing that part because of the series.
I want Diggle.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Yes. that would be amazing.
Please.
I want Reverse Flash with alternate skin Harry that just steals your toys. Like, his finisher move is just him firing one of those big Earth 2 guns, just saying, "Your toys, give them to me." And that's his finishing move. It would be amazing. But they started with an evil orchestra with Vandal Savage. So that was already winning. But it was for God of War 4, which is just called God of War. But it looks really cool. Like, I've played bits of the other ones and I own them. It's like kind of like Gears, but I haven't finished them. But Like, this one, even they retooled the combat and the gameplay entirely, so it's almost a different game in a lot of ways. And it was really impressive. So regardless of whether I catch up on the three games, four if you count like the PSP ones, by the time it comes out, I'm probably going to pick this one up because it looked really good. It was a good way to start it too, because it was something that was just rumored and there really wasn't a lot of information about it. And like, oddly enough, it was funny that like Kratos is like an older version with like beard. And then, like, at the end of the Gears of War trailer, they showed, like, Marcus with a beard. I'm like, did they coordinate this? Like Brian and I joked about Master Chief just showing up.
That's just how you show people of age, is you give them beards.
Like, in the Nintendo, it would have had a conference, like, the NX Mario also has a beard. Like, it's just, like, the year of video game protagonists aging into these, like, gruff, like, wary people. It's just... I think the Master Chief one is the funniest, because, like, the beard just growing over the helmet. It's kind of like that old joke of, like, there's, like, a gif of him just taking off his helmet and just keeps being more helmets. But, yeah, so that was a good start. And they had a bunch of other cool stuff, like... I like that they're doing basically the same thing Nintendo did last year with the exclusive Donkey Kong amiibo, except it's Crash.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. I'd like to see... I was kind of hoping we were going to get an announcement of another Nintendo one, too.
Yeah, it would have been cool.
Yeah, like, it would be neat to just see them occasionally do that for any of the companies. Like, it'd be cool to see, like, a Jack or a Ratchet one or something.
Yeah, I'll probably pick up the Crash one, just because I've always liked the Crash Bandicoot games, which are getting a HD port for the first three games, which is really cool, because other than playing Crash 1's first level in Uncharted 4, I haven't played the Crash games in forever, so
yeah,
it'll be cool like to jump into remaster, those again.
Because a lot of the remasters now are like, this is a remaster that came out 8 months ago from the last generation, so this is like a remaster of something that was quite a while ago.
Yeah.
And because there was a bunch of stuff I'm trying to remember, they showed
more Horizon footage, and
oh yeah, that looks amazing. Like,
oh my god,
it was one of my favorite things from last year, but like the footage from this made me love it even more. Like, all the places show different game footage, and even if I'm excited for the game footage can sometimes be boring to watch. But like Horizon and Zelda both had me mesmerized watching their game footage, and I'm so disappointed it doesn't come out until next year. But
I know.
But it looks so good. Like, it was one of my best games this year, even though I'd already seen it. So that looks
It's probably
really
gonna
good.
Be like my last big game before the NX comes out.
Yeah, it looks great. And then they showed what it looked like. Basically, the premise of The Last of Us, it was some
gone.
Zombie game. Yeah, which was kind of odd. Not odd that they would make a game
like that.
Days
Gone is how I felt watching the demo. Like, well, yeah. I felt like the day was just gone. I'm like, why can't you be Spider-Man?
Well, because that was the perfect ending for it. Like, because it was weird, because that was like one of the first trailers they showed after God of War. And then they came back and capped the conference off with the demo. And it just wasn't that exciting compared to, like, ending on Spider-Man. It was weird. And then Kojima has been freed from prison, so he was on stage. And he showed his next game, and it's Norman Reedus and a baby. And they're gonna stop whales from dying with their black sludge powers. Like, it was honestly kind of... It was intriguing, but it was kind of funny. Because it's like... It was Daryl, and it's in a Kojima game, and it's all serious, and I don't know if I would buy it, because I'm not a Metal Gear Solid fan. I haven't really played much of his games, but I'm going to keep an eye on it just out of sheer curiosity, and at least it was something, again, that I didn't know about that got my attention.
There was a game called Detroit.
Oh, yeah, that was that weird, like, robot detective game, where... Like, that was weird, too. Like, again, it was nice to have something I didn't know about, but that was one of the weirder things. I don't think it tops the weirdness of the Norman Reedus thing, but, like, it was weird because he's, like, a robot detective, and he was stopping another robot from kidnapping a girl, and, like, there's robot decisions and something. I don't know.
But more importantly, there's Spider-Man. That was...
Yeah. Because that was a rumor I heard about the day of. It's Insomniac doing a Spider-Man game, and they're like a great developer, you know, Ratchet and Resistance and Sunset Overdrive and all that. So I'm really hoping it's going to be awesome. Like, it'll be the Spider-Man version of the Arkham games, the Arkham Stone. But yeah, it looks really cool so far. I really like the suit. Like, I think that the white Spider-Man logo looks really neat on it, and Ben 10's voicing him. So that was like my most excited moment from that, because I love Spider-Man, and Brian was there. Like, I heard that rumor like 3 hours before.
Yeah, it was during one of the talks with.
Yeah. So apparently that's been a rumor, but yeah, but I didn't hear about it. Like, the closest thing I heard about is there's been rumors about Rocksteady, who does Batman, possibly doing Superman or like another
hero.
I would love for them to do.
Is he off being black?
Yes.
But I'd love for them to do a Superman game. I think they could pull it off. But so that was my favorite. That would have been a perfect way to cap off the conference. And they talked a lot about VR too. Like, there's gonna be a Batman game in like
VR.
Exactly. And it honestly does look kind of cool. I don't know if I'll drop $400 on it when it comes out, but I'll probably end up getting it eventually. But go the way of like the Minecraft demo, like the AR demo, and the Wonder Book, best PlayStation announcement of all time. But it did a little bit more. Some of the stuff
they were banking on that so hard that E3 too.
They spent a
look at this cool technology.
Because I remember we were talking about it, and I was like, I can't remember when they weren't talking about Wonder Book. Like, they spent a while on it. And what else? The Resident Evil game, which looks like creepier and way different, creepier than the other Resident Evils, and it's like in AR. Like, I can't even imagine. Because, like, it takes away. Like, whenever I'm playing a scary game, you always have that moment of, like, oh, you remind yourself you're just in your house. That takes that away from you. I mean, you are still in your house, but when you're actually put into the world,
you don't know where I am. Don't lie to me. You don't know where I am.
You're in the game?
Oh my god, I am. I thought I was inside your mom.
Dear lord, that is the game. Plot twist.
Why it feels so good in there.
But they had a good conference. A lot of surprises, a lot of good stuff. It was a lot less BS.
The next
really
Call of Duty is Call of Duty in space. I've never wanted to play Call of Duty more than I have right now.
Yeah, I forgot that they showed that too, because I've only seen the one trailer, and honestly, it looked pretty cool. Like, a lot of the space stuff looked different than what I had seen before. I didn't even know it was Call of Duty when they started it, because it was like under the umbrella of games that would have VR. And then, like, my stream cut out when they showed the title, so I was kind of surprised. And then they showed the little bits of the remastered Modern Warfare, which I'm actually kind of excited about. And they said, let's do this. I'm like, all right, I'll do it. But so that was cool. But they just had a lot of stuff that was good. Like, I hope that they have as good a conference next year. And I kind of hope that the other ones would be like that, where, because I like the production of the conference, because it gets you more excited. But the BS does get kind of annoying, but then again, it does create comedic moments.
Yeah.
And, like, stuff to talk about, but just, I do like the conferences. It's just, I really like the way Sony did it this year. And it was nice, too, because it was shaping up to be a pretty, like, oddly funny slash boring E3. Compared to previous years, with just Jeff Keighley and his awkwardness. Like, what was it he asked? What a dumbass. Oh, it was about God of War. He's talking to him about the mythology, and the developers said, yeah, we're doing some different stuff this time. We're adding in Norse mythology. And then right after he said that, Jeff says, so it looks like there's some different stuff going on. You add in a different kind of mythology? And the guy goes, yeah, Norse. It's like, god damn it, Jeff Keighley, why are you such an idiot? Oh, he's like a melted Kevin Ferrara. I don't know why he's still there. And like, he's always trying to go for answers. Like, he like incessantly asks about release dates, like as if he's someone doing a political debate or something. But yeah, so that was that. And then was it today? It was yesterday. Was Nintendo stuff with the office reactions? Oh my god! The bit with Stanley at the end was the best.
So. before we jump into the Pokemon bits...
But wait, we're on something I want to talk about now?
I just want to say that... Holy shit, the new Zelda looks so good.
Oh my god. It looks amazing. That office video was like the perfect representation of it. Oh, like, seriously, like, it looks so good. Like the art style is gorgeous. And when you look out over the world that word is ruined now.
The world, though.
Like, I just keep hearing it, but like, when anytime they went on sort of higher surface or anything, and they looked out into the landscape, it looked amazing. And it's like exactly what I wanted, and like what they talked about when they first announced it, like this open world.
It's the Legend of Zelda, Skyrim 2.
And it looks so, like, the map, like, it does look like Skyrim stuff. And like, they added in, I forget what it's called, but like that sort of ish technology, which looks interesting. And voice acting, finally.
It's like they listen to Dawson, which no one ever does.
I know, right?
Money badass.
Oh god, that was the worst voice acting.
Hey, listen.
But it's just... It really was like, when they talked about how that was the only thing they were going to show, although technically they showed a bunch of other stuff, but that it really was kind of enough. Like, to be honest, I think Sony had the best showing, but I enjoyed watching the Zelda footage more than the other conferences, other than just riffing on it with Brian. But if I wasn't riffing on it with Brian, I would have been pretty bored. It would have been like last year, just making jokes to myself and then laughing and then starting to cry a little bit.
I'm sorry I went on vacation.
It's fine. Just don't let it happen again.
But, I mean, I haven't even gotten through all of the footage because I was out most of that day. So I'm just kind of slowly catching up on it, but god.
Yeah, I gotta watch the video, I watched the trailer, and I gotta watch the whole video where they talk about shit, but it looks so good, and I just can't wait.
Like, just the concept of, like, an open-world Zelda game where you're hunting and crafting and cooking and all that stuff that we're not used to doing in Zelda games, but we're used to doing in stuff like Skyrim or Assassin's Creed or something like that.
Yeah.
And... To do that in a setting like a Zelda game is really fun, and I mean he can climb and jump freely now.
Only took like over 20 years.
I know. He can finally jump on his own. Good job, Link.
Link can add that skill to his LinkedIn profile.
LinkedIn.
Literally. Mari Madas indeed.
I mean, there's that, like, magnetic power and stuff that they were showing off.
That looked cool. I like magnets.
Just, like, how different your, like, Link would look to someone... someone else's Link. Because of the... how much customization you have in terms of what armor and stuff you're wearing. Like, they showed, like, Link in the new, like, standardized blue tunic that they have. And then there's, like, a fully armored, like, knight Link.
Why
is he a knight? What the hell?
What the hell? Get out of the way!
Yeah, I don't know what just happened, but...
But, it's gonna be great. Well, like,
and it's so free. I read today that if you wanted to, right after you get out of that beginning temple, you can go find the final boss. Like, immediately, if you wanted to.
That's awesome.
It wouldn't be easy, but I love that. Like... And it's funny,
I think, because... I remember, like, Miyamoto saying that, like, channels the spirit of the original Zelda, which is pretty much what that was, where you can go do the temples in any order, and, like...
Because we haven't really had so that neat. Since then. Like, in the original, you could take down the temples in whatever order you wanted to, and then after that, they're like, oh, you have to go here, and then you have to go
Yeah,
here,
you walk into a temple, here. And you just get a number appears at the top of the screen, 7.
Yeah.
Like, and then you can decide whether or not you want to do temple 7, or...
Well, and it's, like, expanded on in this generation where it's, like, the open world and the visuals of the world, like, makes it, the choices feel much more impactful because it's more engrossing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just cool, and it wouldn't be very easy, but still, it's a cool concept. And they just talked in general a lot about freedom, about how you can choose to do any kind of mission structure you want, and, like, you'll slowly learn about the lore. Of the world, and damn it, the world. I hate Toku. Can't even see the world anymore. I can't even look at a goddamn orange at the grocery store, for God's sake. Even driving is ruined. I mean, you get in your car, take your pick, start your engines, let's driving, you know. you're getting started on your day, and you just walk out of the car in frustration and go back inside. I was blown away by it. Like, I knew that it would look good before, but just seeing everything, like, and I haven't even seen all the footage, like, in depth. I'm probably going to go back and skim through a lot of it, but, like, that's easily my most anticipated game. I even forgot, again, that it was delayed, like, saying the situation is arise, and I keep thinking the fall, but it's, like, the beginning of next year, so it's like, it looks so good.
I like the title.
It's a nice title. Breath of the Wild?
It sounds like you're going to go do something badass, like... Like, I'm badass.
It just kind of fit the vibe, too, of everything we saw on that first day when they announced it. So, it's going to be awesome.
I need it now. I need so much stuff now.
That's what your mom said.
That's what E3 is like. It's like you get so hyped and you want the games now and it makes you want to play other games, but you don't know what to play. Brian just fell over from excitement. Breath of the Wild. I'm stoked for it.
They didn't show like a whole lot of other stuff today. They showed off and announced, I think they announced it yesterday, but a new Mario Party for the 3DS that's very not Mario Party, but still looks really fun. They showed off some footage of the new Paper Mario that's on Wii U. Which could end up being incredibly frustrating.
The Wii U.
There was a new RPG for.
The guy that did Final 3DS. Fantasy.
Yeah, something about Oasis. I don't remember. Empty Oasis? No,
something like that. I don't know.
Something like it looked all right. I don't know. I have to see more. It was kind of like a whatever, but.
Pussy.
There was that. They showed, like, Dragon Quest VII, which was, like, 3 years old in Japan at this point. Yo-Kai Watch 2, which I think is, like, 1.5 years old at this point. most importantly, out of all that, was they kickstarted yesterday with a new campaign to get your money. No. With a bunch of new Pokemon.
The Order?
And... Can you imagine the Order with Pokemon? I would actually like it, probably.
The Order, but they added in Trip, and you can't tell it's him because it has his green hair and backpack.
Odor versus Crayons.
But, alright, so we got three new Pokemon.
Yes!
Pikipek, Yongoose, and Grubbin. So we got, like, little grub version of Pinsir, we got Donald Trump as a mongoose, and generic
Woody Woodpecker,
which is great.
Woody Woodpecker is the one we saw in the original
video. Yeah, wireframe.
Which
makes
bird.
Me happy that
we basically
happy
saw...
That we're finally done with that.
Like, the early area Pokemon, like, generic bird, generic normal, probably one of the early generic bugs.
Yeah.
But I'm fine with that.
I really like... Pikipek. I kind of liked Young Goose until Brian retweeted that picture next to Donald Trump, and now I just see him every time I look at it. Grubbin's okay, but I like Pikipek.
But see, that makes me like it more, because then I can go get Young Goose and, like, he can bite people, and, like, Donald Trump's biting someone, like...
Just nickname it Donald Trump.
Now I'm,
we
like,
might
gonna
be living
wait.
In a world where we can nickname it President Trump.
Teach it Barrier, and then, like, then Donald Trump used Barrier and built a wall. Like, it's awesome. There's so many things.
I'm going to try my hardest to find, when all the Pokemon are announced, to find one that looks like Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Like, I'm honestly most looking forward to seeing the one that looks like Bernie Sanders.
Well, I don't think they're going to make a Pokemon in a pantsuit, so...
The demo, it was interesting to watch because we're getting to see them play basically the beginning part of the game, but when they were going into the grass, it was like excruciating yelling at this dude Because he, like, finds a ladybug and then stops. Like, and he has his cursor over water gun and just stays there. It's like, I get you're trying to extend it.
I love the fact that they used Popplio because of how much shit he's gotten since they showed the starters. And I think it might even be why they did it. I wouldn't put it past them to be like, there's so much hate to Popplio, we're going to fucking use Popplio just to piss everyone off.
Sword
Battle Royale mode.
Like, in the demo, Popplio learned... disarming
voice.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh my god, it's going to evolve into a fairy type because it learned that move.
Fairies! Like, everyone was just Mr. Crocker at that moment.
Now we got...
You're right. I mean, for Alligator learns Ice Fang, he totally became... He's totally Ice type.
Totally.
He's been an Ice type this whole time.
We just didn't know until now. just strictly regarding the demo, the bottom screen is fantastic.
Yeah, it's like really, a mix between the old and so the new. Cool. Like, I really like it. That's all I have.
it looks nice, and then like they have all the things with like the attacks. They tell you if the attack is super effective on that Pokemon, or not, or if it's not very effective. Which on the one hand, I'm like. Don't do that, because I'm like, I know electric beats water, but then on the other hand, I'm like, I don't know all the type matchups, and I forget some of them.
Yeah, there's sometimes, there's like a messy area around Ghost and Dark and Steel I sometimes get confusing.
Yeah,
and I also kind of like it for when you're trying to catch a Pokemon and you're kind of might be like zombie playing, and it's almost like an extra warning, like, don't click on Water Gun when you're fighting a fire type if you're trying to catch it or something.
Yeah.
Like an extra security.
So at the same time, I kind of like it, because I'm always against that, like, dumbing down games to make it easier so kids don't get mad and put it down. But at the same time, I think this comes in handy because, especially with adding fairy type in, and no one knows what the fuck fairy beats and is good against except dragon. Well, the only type matchup anyone ever knows with fairy is dragon.
I still don't know anything else.
I know it beats Dark and fighting, I think.
Question mark.
I know poison beats it and steel beats it because from Pokemon Shuffle. I know. and from having to beat that Gardevoir, I know you want to use steel and poison, but that's about it.
Yeah,
like,
I know it's weak to steel because my Gardevoir EX card is weak to steel.
So in that sense, it's helpful. I also like that the Pokedex, I didn't watch the whole video because I need to go back and do that. But from what I understand is that like it tells you like Pikipek evolves twice.
Yeah,
it shows you like a little Pokeball that tells you how many times it evolves or how many forms it might have.
And it's got like their artwork instead of like a sprite image. That's really cool.
You know what's really cool is when the trainer encounter trainers, they like snap from a 3D model into artwork, which I think looks really cool.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a cool effect. What was I going to say? Oh, one thing that annoyed me during the demo was, I think it was it Yungoos? I think it was his bio where, like, because they caught the ladybug and they showed how the Pokedex works, and then when they were about to show Yungoos's Pokedex entry, they cut to like an image of artwork we'd already seen a million times. They're like, oh, let's get a close-up of the Pokedex. I'm like, yes, let's do that right now when I want to see Yungoos's Pokedex entry.
It's like they didn't want to tell you how many times it evolved, but then they showed Pikipek. I'm like,
yeah.
Well...
I
saw where it says Yungoos evolves once. It's on, like, Cerebi that said it evolves once.
I just kind of assumed, given it's the...
On what it is, but...
It's not like the information wouldn't be available later, but like I wanted to see what his little artwork on there and everything looked like, and I was like excited for it, and then they're like, oh, let's cut away now. I'm like, yes, let's. God damn it, people. Like, good thing we got that ladybug shot.
We also got that, like, shadows on the screen when you get close to a trainer battle.
Oh yeah, it's like all dramatic.
So it's like, oh my god, if you keep going forward, you're going to have to battle your Pokemon's close to death. Do not go forward. Please stop.
Yeah. Like the extra layer of security.
Which is all those things are good for me because I tend to not pay attention to what I'm doing. We'll just end up like I'm just playing.
You
and
look
paying
down,
attention.
All of a sudden you're in a trainer bet. What?
Yeah, like all of a sudden, or like only got one Pokemon's healthy. Like, well, this isn't gonna go well.
And they did, like, which wasn't that much in question, but basically officially confirmed that trainer customization is a thing outside of skin color.
Mm-hmm.
Which was pretty obvious from some of the pictures, but I'm glad they finally came out and said it. And it's just kind of weird that they didn't before. Like, it's not like it's a new Pokemon or some sort of feature they want to keep secret, you know? It just seems weird, something to keep quiet about. But I'm glad that it was officially made clear. They were really mum on the bracelets still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell us anything about those bracelets? Wakarimasen. Thanks, guys.
We'll probably find out about that about August.
You know, one thing that got my hopes up, but probably wouldn't amount to anything, is in the demo when you meet your friend rival and his Litten's next to him. I was like, Pokemon following confirmed? Like, it would be kind of amazing, because the Litten looked so adorable standing next to him.
Right? Like, I would love to have it with the 3D, because, you know, before it was just the HeartGold, SoulSilver, and it wasn't, like, it was cute, but it wasn't like it could be with on a 3DS. Like, I would love to have that.
It would be even more comedic to have, like, a majestic Lugia behind you just being like, like, it would just be huge. But I doubt that would happen right now, just given... But it would be cool to be a surprise, or if they do it in the future, but it was still adorable to see a little Litten. Even if they somehow limited it to, like, smaller Pokemon or something, then you would just never have your Pokemon evolve. But it would have been cool.
You will be Popplio forever.
I'm
so excited.
Battle Royale, which is just a free-for-all battle.
That looks stupid fun. Like, I could totally see that being, like, some sort of, like, pre-tournament thing that they do for, like, VGC or something. Or just, like, if you're with a bunch of friends or online or something, just to do something like that. It seems really fun, because at the core, it's kind of silly. It's just like, oh, let's attack whoever. Let's gangbang one dude.
But... Oh, Jesus.
Oh, let's do that. Now you're talking.
But to win, you not only have to, like, your point total ends up being, like, how many you killed plus who you still have alive. And I think you can pick, like, up to 3 Pokemon or something. I don't remember what they said. But
yeah, I think it's 3, and then, when one person is fully out, it ends.
Yeah. And so you have to consider, like, what the other trainers in the battle are going to be attacking, and then try to pay attention to the order to set it up to where you get the kills and they don't. And so it's a really interesting battle style that I think is going to be pretty fun. So we'll see how good that works. But
it's funny because when they first announced it, it reminded me of, because, like, Arc 5 and Yu-Gi-Oh! Started doing the Battle Royale on the show, and it's like you can just all of a sudden enter someone else's duel. I think there's, like, a penalty or something, but, like, it reminded me of that. And I was hearing the little dual disc voice that always happens when it happens to, like, Battle Royale modo. Because they have to add the O's to the end of everything. Keep sending in the O's. You know how it is.
Classic Dawson.
Yeah, it was a neat mode to introduce.
I was not expecting that at all. Not gonna lie. I want to see that on the anime.
Well, I'm sure it'll be in there.
I mean, I know it's gonna be on there. I really, like, I want to see, like, Ash and whoever else he's battling with, because, I don't know, generic rival or whatever. I mean, it's basically what they... It's not really what they do now with Team Rocket, but it kinda is when, like, they're battling Team Rocket and there's, like, 4 of them, or, like, then somebody else jumps in and no one knows what the fuck is going on. And, like... They pretty much do it already, but, like, an actual, like, legit battle royale. Watch that be one of, like, the gym battles or something. I don't know. Some kind of weird way. Here's 3 challengers and the gym leader. Whoever wins gets the badge. Fuck!
If the gym leader wins, no one gets the badge.
Ash just has to keep re-challenging.
Ash just keeps losing seasons. Because it's the first gym and he's only got Pikachu and generic bird.
We spend two seasons on one gym.
He finally won my first badge. All his traveling companions left.
Left, they all got old and died waiting for him to win.
He didn't age because he doesn't. Idasum said earlier, so I think Sony had the best conference, but yeah. Everything that Nintendo showed is particularly Sega those does what two Nintendo days don't. Was just great.
What about Go? You were talking about Pokemon Go.
I completely forgot about that. They did that today. I watched that actually.
I didn't, but I know about it because I'm a genius and I'm better than you.
It will be out by July.
I'm better than July, you.
Which is fairly soon. So yes, that's nice.
There a bunch of people are still doing the field testing. I did not get into the
guy's doing testing. It.
Oh, little fucking guy.
Yeah, he is. He's doing it. He's
just crewman number six.
But yeah, so I'm still in the dark about how cool or not cool this is. But I'm looking forward to it a lot. They did say that the little plus device that you can put on your shirt or make it a bracelet or whatever is
$35.
$34.99, which I think is kind of excessive. Yeah. But I'm gonna get it anyway.
Me
that basically
too.
Describes us in general, honestly.
This is an excessive price for this. Where do I pay my money?
Because, I need it. Because, my phone battery is going to die too quickly if I just have the stupid app up as I'm walking around, finally getting exercise. I see what you're doing, Pokemon. I don't agree with this. But, now I can walk around and it'll vibrate and light up. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I just press it and hope for the best. Which is essentially what it does. But it looks cool. I like the concepts that they're throwing into Go, because with it being a portable game, they can't flat out make it completely the main series games. And so they have to do some original things with the candies for evolutions, because they don't have levels proper and stuff like that. So I think it could still be a lot of fun. I think a lot of people are probably going to be a little bit disappointed in the game just because it's not the main series game on the phone many people want it to be. But I still think it has potential to be a ton of fun. The gym system seems really interesting. And I get to wear a little Pokeball bracelet thing. So
that's the best part is the fashion.
That's one of my pluses. It's a little disappointing that it's going to be Kanto only, but they said they want to put all the other Pokemon in the game as it progresses, so...
Yeah.
It'll be okay for now.
Well, at least, Pokemon's one of those franchises where I'm confident that they will add it, and it's not like an MMPR thing where they make something MMPR and then it's always MMPR. Because even though they will lean on that Kanto nostalgia for something like this, I can't see them not expanding it. So, worried about it or anything.
Because they were with the anniversary right here and the re-release of Red and Blue and Yellow on Virtual Console, and they want to target those people that lost track of Pokemon or just getting back into Pokemon and stuff like that. And so Kanto is somewhat fresh for the new players but nostalgic for the old players. So
yeah.
They got their reasons, and the reasons are fine. And I trust that they'll put more Pokemon in, so.
Pokemon, it's a battle, win or lose. It's the friends you make, it's the road you choose.
You got the right stuff, your mind up. To have the courage inside of you.
This is a slam call.
Survive, and you keep your dream alive. It's the battle frontier.
Oh my god, if I wasn't, nervous about it, that would be hilarious to go do it as slam poetry or something. Pokemon, it's a battle, win or lose. You're just being all dramatic about it. Just do all the theme songs. You imagine like Diamond and Pearls are just Pokemon, Pokemon, Pokemon.
We all live in a Pokemon world.
Be a hero, be a hero. Like that's just the song.
And I mean, this doesn't help us now, but there's supposed to be some sort of Pokemon special tomorrow at E3. I don't know what it is and if there'll be any actual news in it. But
maybe they'll tell us the names of the koala and the dog that we didn't talk about. Unless they talked about it, I don't know about it.
No, because that came out like right after the podcast.
Those were Kuro
showed us
leaks.
Two other new Pokemon. One's Kuro, a rock Kuro. Puppy. What?
Ryan's trying to talk. Steamrolling the shit out of him.
I just said Kuro Kuro really funny. That was all.
One's a rock puppy that's just adorable. And then the other one is a koala holding like a little log. And his ability basically is that, I forgot what it's called, but he can't get any status condition except sleep. So, like, you can't poison him, you can't paralyze him, you can't put him to sleep, but that's the only thing you can do to him.
Like,
which is kind of nice, actually.
That's such a good ability. Like, that's a fantastic ability. If this guy's got, like, any strength potential, I could see it making its way, like, the evolutions. I can see it's making it, making its way into VGC. What did you say?
You can do it, dick.
Thank you.
It would have been nice to have during my Kanto replay where I got poisoned every time I blinked. Like, Jesus Christ, man. I don't remember it being that bad.
Yeah. And one thing else. Let's see.
I really like the rock puppy.
The rock puppy is pretty. What we didn't do, we didn't talk about the... Let's see. Magearna's ability raises your special attack when your friendly Pokemon goes down or something like that. I don't know. Then there's Solgaleo and Lunala. When they use their attack, apparently it's Radiant Sun form or something like that, and Full Moon form. I don't know.
It's like some weird aesthetic thing. Like, I don't think it's actually going to play a part in anything. But they're like, oh, look at these designs.
And, like, they're supposed to play
the lion
like...
The looks the same, to be honest.
Yeah, they're supposed to play, like, a different kind of role than they normally do or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what they really meant by that. But
Radiant Sun Phase and Full Moon Phase. There we go. I finally found it. Let's see. Stakeouts affect the ability of the Pokemon. Who has Stakeout? Trump has Stakeout, and it means that the Pokemon's moves can deal twice the normal damage to any Pokemon that switches in or enters the field mid-battle.
That's also an insanely awesome ability.
So that's cool. Where's the stuff about this? So, where are we at? Greninja event. I'm trying to... Half awake. No, definite sleep. Half awake is what Nekoala, the koala's little classification is. The Japanese name of the ability is definite sleep. I don't know what they're going to call it here. But that's what it is. And the other one is a rock type that has either keen eye or vital spirit. And he really is just adorable.
He is. Like, you just want to hug him.
You can tell that I'm just like a strange person, I guess. I don't know. The first thought, like I see, ooh, new Pokemon, Kuro Kuro, and I look at him and I go, I cannot wait to buy the plushies of these two Pokemon. Then I can hug them. Like, that is my first thought, is not like, ooh, what do they do? It's, I want to buy a plushie of you and hug it. And they also showed that, Zygarde's dog form and complete form are going to be in the game as well.
Like, there was people, like, they were going, like, oh, what are they going to do about Zygarde? What are they going to do about Zygarde? Oh, my God, it's not going to be in the games! And here we go. I'm like, I knew they were going to put him in
like
there.
I did not sound like that, you fucking asshole.
I wasn't talking about you this time.
Oh.
This time?
But it's really neat. I don't fully understand the mechanic. As far as I'm aware, there's the 10% form, and then as it gets damaged, once you get to like 25% health or something, it does
he goes complete form.
The swarm evolution or whatever, and it goes complete form. So I don't know if like the 50% form just isn't in Sun and Moon or what exactly, but
I think it should be proportional to the amount of squishies in your party.
Yes.
It kind of makes me wonder about that theory from before about if it's going to relate back to X and Y in any way. The one that we talked about before where like he's got all the different colors of like Sun and Moon plus X and Y on him. And
oh, yeah.
Like
It very well could.
Just simply because they made sure to show, hey, look, those other Zygarde forms are in this game. Here's how they work.
Yeah, and, like, I think they said at some point during the presentation today, because they had asked about Zygarde, and they said, like, he's gonna play an important role in Sun and Moon or something like that.
Oh, really?
So,
I didn't see that either. Yeah, I don't know what's happening anymore. It's gonna be crazy. Sun and Moon's gonna be, like, ridiculous by the time they're done. It's just
such hype.
I know.
Such fucking hype.
I'm twitching. And then it's so funny because I was at work yesterday when the thing was on, and I just stopped giving all fucks and just put I have no sound on my computer, but I put the stream on, and I was doing whatever. I wasn't using my computer, so I put the stream on the computer, and I'm seeing the Zelda or whatever, and I didn't get to. They're like about to start the Pokemon thing, and then my boss came back to the office. He had left. And I'm like, oh my god, can you fucking leave? Can you fucking leave? So I've got, like, I had, like, Twitter open on the computer and then on my phone. And he's just, like, right there, like, 3 feet away from me the entire fucking time. I'm just, like, refreshing Twitter on my phone, like, constantly, like a crazy person. Hoping that, like, Serapy or Pokebeach or somebody, like, read, you know, tweets about whatever's happening in the video. Like, I want to see this so bad. You are ruining my day. Please leave the office. I fucking hate you right now. I'm
how
like
dare
shaking.
You be here and make me do work stuff?
Exactly.
How dare you Pokemon
your own office, you dick.
Like, because I guarantee you, had something happened and the question been asked, is that more important than work? I would have been forced to say yes. Yes, it is. You just don't understand.
Well,
yeah. Yes, it is more important
than
work. And I would not have felt the least bit bad about it. I would have even hesitated. Like, yes. Yes, it in fact is. The only hesitation would have been if I decided to instead say, is this a serious question?
But both are pretty good answers, I think.
So. Like, is serious? Like, yes, it's more important than work. Jesus, it's Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Pokemon is life.
I'm as serious black.
Like, mm-hmm. Commissioner Gordon?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm super hype. I'm super fucking hype. And horny. But that's different. That's just normal. I live that way. It's a curse. A good curse. Unless you're my wife.
Alright, I think that about wraps everything up, so...
Yeah.
I think that's why she has knives.
Just in case.
Scott Pilgrim's girlfriend? Before? Okay. Okay. She got knives on retainer, just in case.
What about a retainer? I don't have that anymore.
No, alright. Now it's time for...
I don't have knives on my retainer.
Tweet, tweet,
there's three tweets in that one this time. I heard it.
Retweetception, like the emperor.
Okay, so we actually do have an influx of questions, so thank you to people. So,
because you bitched at them.
Well, yeah, I had to. I'm going to bitch at them again when we're done with this one, just so that we get more questions. So,
you're a bitch.
We have a Pokemon, but I'm going to say it for last. But from Anthony Ciano says, if you guys could create a third series of Beetleborgs, what insects would you use and what would the general storyline be? I mean, Beetleborgs really didn't have a whole lot of storyline going on. I did kind of like the idea
masturbating at the school.
That toy line presented was kind of like this weird hybrid of the two powers. I thought that looked kind of cool.
I think that would have been a pretty cool premise if, like, they did new designs for it that kind of fused them, other than just doing, like, weird color scheme combos.
Yeah, yeah, because the designs for the toys weren't that great, but the concept was kind of cool.
Yeah, I do like that just simply because it's kind of hard to pick, like, different insects, and both seasons used the same bugs. I mean...
Yeah, I think, like, and when you combine with the astral borgs and stuff, it's like they used all the popular insects.
Yeah,
they use all the insects I know. I don't... like all the ones that I actually care about, they use them. So
I would have brought back the white blaster beetleborg.
Just do a show like, about him.
Because spinoff, there you go, boom, done. But I know it's like a different setup because like he wasn't as important in. B-Fighter Kabuto or whatever. But like I always wanted to know what his metallic counterpart would have looked like, considering like in my mindset he was part of like the main suits, whereas he was like this one-off thing in the footage. But yeah. Like I always just kind of curious.
It would be nice to bring him back and give him like an upgraded powers or something. That would be cool.
Yeah. But I'm not sure what the storyline would be. I mean, I guess just some sort of new enemy and like then you know, art would draw them like a hybrid powers.
I like my answer. Less fortunes get caught masturbating at the school. Just can't keep it in his pants.
And then all of his new monster drawings are drawn in jizz. Too far! I knew it before it happened!
I was gonna say he painted them with his penis. But that works too. I would like, at some point in the story, they would... The magic around Joe's face would start to wear off, and everyone would start to question why she looks different.
I thought it was going to be like the two faces all of a sudden started to merge, like it was like a mute-looking thing, like a twist on the concept of that season where they have hybrid powers.
Oh my god, that would be awesome. But yeah, I would like to... I just think it would be funny, like if somebody commented on the fact that she looks different. Like Joe is... Something wrong with your face? No, Mom. Why? You look different than you did last night when you went to bed. Really? Like
that's such a funny way of explaining shit. It's even weirder when you think back on it.
Jay Leno put a spell on her so she looks the same.
What if they did a storyline where Flabber was replaced by like someone else of his species of that was Conan O'Brien as like a twist on what happened with the Tonight Show? And just have
them change their mind and just brought like, back Blabber.
10 episodes exactly would be funny.
He just goes on vacation for a little bit and then comes back. So instead of being like blue with like the Elvis hair, he's just like really pasty and a redhead. He's a ginger. Just bring in fucking Ron Weasley.
Don't forget the storyline where they finally reveal that Trip and Van are from Eagleton. And then it becomes a prequel show to Parks and Rec.
It's all connected.
Okay. It is. Okay. So for our next question...
Nonsense.
Well, that's just the show. from David Martin says, what show or series would be good for Super Robot Shogokin? I'm not sure if he means, like, in general or, like, Sentai, but I think both would work fine. I want a Voltron one, because I've been watching Voltron series.
I would love a new and old design of a Voltron in that scale and quality. That'd be really cool.
I want more combined Pixar Transformers things.
As Robot Shogokins?
I don't give a shit what they are. As long as they're not as crappy as that Mickey thing I own. That thing was not as good as I hoped it would be.
What else? Obviously, like, continuing Sentai Mech would be wonderful, because those were all good figures.
They really were. I want more. I'm so mad they canceled that. After showing Mangeki Toja and Ryuseo and not releasing them.
I'm just mad again.
I really want one for...
Nisei Gokaio, I know.
Go Buster Ace.
Oh my god, yes.
That would be cool.
Rodeo Maru. Shinobi Maru.
They did that. Kind of.
Like, honestly, just any sort of, although it would probably end up, if it, like, took off, I feel like it would just be a random release schedule of Sentai Mech, just like we do with Big Yards, but it would be honestly great just to get any of them back. That really did peter out. It was just like this handful, and then nonsense. Okay, let me just double check that I understand this. Okay, so our final question is from Kiefer, and I'm not going to read the whole thing because I'm a lazy SOB, but basically it boils down
fuck
to
you, Kiefer.
Like, the question is, like, what elements from what we know so far of Sun and Moon would you like to see incorporated in the anime? Basically, like what Kevin was talking about with, like, the Battle Royale being in there. I was thinking about that earlier, actually. Like, it would be kind of, I was thinking, what if, like, they adapted the league where, like, Ash not only had to get 8 badges, but had to win, like, 5 Battle Royales or something, also? Because I would like them, even if that wasn't the case, if maybe they incorporated it in a different way of, like, making it an event, because the Pokemon anime is so monotonous that whenever you have an event, it breaks it up. So, like, including something like that, where, like, Ash or the new trainer or both of them would always compete whenever they find a Battle Royale in a city, would be great to have another type of event, because those are usually more interesting.
I would like the new battle style to actually, like, matter. Like they introduce double battles, and they do use it on occasion for different things, but they never did anything with the triple battles or the rotation, you know, rotation-type battle.
Yeah, they did.
And I think that was probably a missed opportunity, because I think that would have been neat just to watch Ash try to... he had to learn to do a double battle effectively and to make the two of them, you know, two Pokemon at a time work together. And I think it would have been something to just see him try to be like, I just learned how to do two, now I gotta learn how to do three? Like, and then with the rotation battle and the triple battles and stuff, like, to see it, find a way to incorporate that in the way the anime works. It would not have been easy, but it would have been something that would definitely have been interesting if they could have done it right, to just see him, like, have to try and work these into his battling style and work strategies for him. But then also make him relevant. It's to just not like, oh, it's not a one-off thing. Like, he actually, to be a good trainer, you know, or to, like, to be able to compete at that league level, he has to be able to do more than just send in Charizard and fucking rape everything because it's level 3,000 from being in that valley. Like, it's not just, you know, a matter of using the strongest attack with your strongest Pokemon. It's, he has to actually to be able to do different types of battles.
And I think that would be something that's really interesting about seeing the Battle Royale format on the anime, is just to have to take into account those extra things. Like, it matters how much you KO, but also matters how much you still have alive. And so you can't just kind of go in there and go balls to the wall throwing out attacks. You have to actually think and plan, like, yeah, knockouts compared to what your opponents are, like I was saying before. And to see that portrayed in the anime, I think would be really interesting, because we're starting to get an Ash that's back to sort of where he was in Hoenn and Sinnoh, to where he's doing these, like, really crazy combinations and move styles and stuff, and so he's becoming interesting again after being a mundane piece of shit in Black and White.
Yeah,
but so to see, like, the talented battler style of Ash in a Battle Royale setting, I think would be really interesting to see. And
I was really waiting for him to, like, pull out his Pokedex and, like, what's this Pokemon? That's a Noivern. Like, oh my! Like, I was really waiting for that. Like, I just wanted. I'm like, if he does it, I'm going to kill him.
He's been pretty good about it lately, I think.
He pulled out the Pokedex for Noivern.
Did he?
He did.
I don't think
he pulled it out to see what it was.
Because that's how he learned it, and knew that move. That
no, he Sonic but he pulled
move.
It out for the move. He didn't pull out to be like, what is?
Well,
this
yeah, but he didn't. I know, but even just pulling it out in general. but I mean, like, if I was Ash, when he evolved, I wouldn't feel the need to check the data on it, since I traveled with one for X amount of time, unless it was a plot point in the anime that he gets, you know, points for registering with Professor whoever in the hell. It's just, I get it, it's for the kids, but regardless, it's just kind of dumb.
But I didn't think he pulled it out for information. I thought he just pulled it out to be like, what's that attack?
I didn't think that at all, because, like,
he pulled it out, and they were like, it's boom. He was like, oh, it's boom burst. They
pulled it out too often. And, like, boom burst fine. In combination with that, just...
Fine. He whipped it out and was like...
Nope. He flashed it. Nope.
He made a constipated face?
What else to be included that we know of so far? He did.
We don't really know a whole lot. I mean, yeah, we're already doing the Zygarde thing, so.
Well, Kiefer did mention, like, it would be kind of neat to do something, like, with traveling, like, with the way Lapras helped travel. I think it would be cool if there's a Pokemon like that that could be on Ash's or any of their party. I kind of liked that. Even if it's not all the time, like, if it was a mix.
I kind of would like that Lapras to come back.
That would actually be pretty cool.
They usually want to show off the new Pokemon, although granted he's had a six slot this whole time, so...
Now, what might be nice is... Well, that's true, is if they, like, make a Lapras evolution, and that Lapras comes back evolved, and he's like... And then, you know, and he takes it with him. That might be neat. Cool. Kind of like how he did with Apom. He took Apom into Sinnoh, and then it evolved.
And then it discovers it likes whatever the fake contests are, and he has to trade it to female or something. I don't know.
No, Lapras will stay forever because he's adorable.
Okay.
She's adorable.
Okay, sorry. Didn't mean soft spot, sore subject. He did also in his question mention stuff about like the Rotom Pokedex like heckling Ash for being an idiot. Like I don't think that would happen, but I do like the idea of Rotom.
I would love it if he had a Rotom Pokedex and it heckled him like he's an idiot.
I don't think the heckling will happen. I think he'll have the Pokedex, though. So I was just going to say that I kind of would look forward to Rotom becoming, like, one of the personalities of the season, kind of like Pikachu is every year, Dedenne and stuff.
To kind of top it off, Oak has a Rotom.
Yeah.
Oak's Rotom that travels with him for whatever.
Oh my god, yes! Let's do that.
Well, yeah, because people have mentioned that before, and like I hope that they tie that in to like why he would have the Pokedex in the anime since it's already there. But like I was just hoping that I think it'll be fun to have him become like one of the traveling companion mascots, like Dedenne or Piplup.
I would like it if like Oak gives him the Pokedex and then like Rotom sneaks itself into it because it wanted to go on an adventure with Ash.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Kind of depend on how the explanation for the Pokedex comes down in the game.
Well, yeah, but I think that would be just a fun explanation is that Rotom wanted to go, so he jumped into the Pokedex.
Well, honestly, it could be their segue to the region. Like, hey, Ash goes back to Pallet Town, and then Professor Oak's like, hey, I'm going to go stick my Rotom in a Pokedex in the Alola region. Want to come with me? Sure!
Slow down.
That sounds dirty.
Well, we were already pulling it out, so...
Now we're sticking it in.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
But, like, I'm just looking forward to, like, getting...
And then a bunch of Tynamo happened, and it finds Solosis as a baby.
Dear Lord. As, yeah, like, a personality Pokemon.
Dear Lord.
I hope we get a third companion that's not piece of shit.
I just want any companions that aren't piece of shit.
Yeah, well, Serena's just boring. At least she's not annoying. Like, I want them to have, whether we do a gym leader or whoever for the third one, to have a storyline or character that's not just, hey, science, hey, connoisseur. It's not just all about saying this one line.
Like,
and then
I'm new Brock.
And like whatever we do with a girl, whether we do this protagonist or whether we do a gym leader or whatever, give her a storyline from the start and make her like on the level of Mei and Dawn of making her like a secondary main and having plot throughout instead of Iris just making her annoying and missed opportunities.
Well, Iris
or
was
Serena,
black, so she couldn't help it.
Serena just aimlessly wandering around for like the first half of the season and then deciding to just do like the Kroger brand of contests.
And then become a lesbian.
It's not quite that short.
It's pretty close.
It's in the range. It's the bi-curious range.
You're bike-curious.
That was Misty.
Nailed it.
Oh, Misty wanted that. I want to see Misty and Serena meet and just, like, they both get jealous because the other one wants Ash's dick.
I was disappointed that they didn't bring May back for a cameo, given the Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, and they usually bring in elements to pimp out the game.
It was, like, a legit way to, like, that was their opportunity right there, and they just totally just shit all over it and said, nope.
I probably think it'll be too confusing for the kids because it's been too long.
They could have given Mecha Blaziken or whatever.
Blaziken! They could have given her, like, Mega Blastoise or Venusaur or Blaziken. Because she's got all of them. Because she has, like, the best Pokemon. She had Glaceon, Blastoise, Blaziken, Venusaur. I'm like, holy shit. Ash, why don't you learn from this bitch? The fuck is wrong with you, Ash?
And she had a Munchlax. God. Come on.
Exactly. That's what I said. She had all the good Pokemon. Weren't you here when I said that? It's only 30 seconds ago. I miss her Munchlax.
I know.
God damn, it was the best. Now I'm just sad. See what you did, Brian.
I'm just sad that anime is not in the Hoenn region right now. But I think that about does it.
Yep. Thank you to the people that submitted more questions. Masturbated. Keep submitting more questions. I'll probably bug you about it again next week, but we'll have TTMF again in 2 weeks. And now it's time for...
Final thingies! I have a thingy, and it's not final. I don't.
This podcast is an Xbox and Windows 10 exclusive.